Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. There is increased opposition to a government spending bill.
President Trump is opposing the 1,700-page pork-filled government funding bill that would prevent a government shutdown. Some members of Congress announced Tuesday a deal had been reached, but President Trump and J.D. Vance released a joint statement on Wednesday criticizing the bill that provides a pay raise for Congress, provisions to prohibit investigations into members of Congress, funding for bioweapons labs, and over $800,000 in funding for queer trans initiatives, among many other things. Their statement told Republicans to toughen up against Democrats and call their bluff. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy spent Wednesday posting various pages from the bill on X. Musk saying no spending bill should be passed until President Trump takes office. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The holidays are meant to be a time of celebration with family and friends, but they can also bring pressure to spend money on gifts and gatherings, among other things. The CEO and medical director of the American Psychiatric Association, Marketa Willis, suggests ways to release stress during the holidays.
I will do babysitting for you. I will cook a meal for you. Those kinds of things take that financial pressure off and make for a more joyous holiday season.
Credit card debt is rising and prices for many items are still high due to inflation. The suspect charged with shooting to death a health insurance company executive on a Manhattan street is being taken to hearings on related Pennsylvania criminal charges and efforts to extradite him to New York. Luigi Mangione faces a preliminary hearing on forgery and firearms charges and consideration of a fugitive from justice complaint. On Wall Street, Dow futures are ahead 181 points. NASDAQ futures are up 79.5. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Right now, with an important alert, home title fraud is one of the fastest-growing white-collar crimes in the country. Criminals can make millions on your house without you even knowing it. Michael, you were one of those criminals?
Yeah, that's right. I was responsible for about $16 million in equity theft and title fraud.
Wow.
And to be honest, it was easy to do. It's just paperwork. So by the time you find out what's happening, the equity in your home is already gone.
So how do you keep your property and equity safe? For more, here's Action News reporter Ron Stevens.
Well, Monica, an in-depth investigation found there's actually just one company that prevents this type of crime from happening, Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and most importantly, protects you from any attempts to tamper with or steal your home equity and ownership 24 hours a day. Other companies merely monitor. Equity Protect stops the crime from happening. Find out if you're already a victim or take a free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com.
The world's largest
partly sunny day, pretty good for the month of December with a high temperature in the upper 40s, clear and cold tonight with a low in the upper 20s. Breezy and colder behind our latest cold front on Friday. Friday's high dipping into the mid-30s. Over the weekend, it's cold and dry. High temperatures both Saturday and Sunday in the upper 30s. Good chance for rain early next week. I'm Fox 2 News meteorologist Chris Higgins for the Real Talk Radio Network.
My car was due for an oil change, so I took it to Valvoline Express Care. They are locally owned and operated. It's clean and they're really friendly and well-staffed.
Welcome.
I just stayed in my car and was able to work and feel safe and comfortable. It was really fast and they're powered by the brand you trust, Valvoline. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 6, Saturday, 8 till 5. Valvoline Express Care in Warrenton, Troy, Illinois, Lime Ferry, and two new locations, St. Peter's on Mid Rivers Mall Drive by DQ, and also St. Peter's Parkway.
I'm John Dew from Titan Hill Armory in Washington, Missouri. It's my favorite time of the year, the hunting and holidays. Come on down and see us for the latest gear from Browning, Ruger, Bergara, and many other brands. Have an old firearm that's just not performing? Let one of our professional gunsmiths tune it up or trade it in for whatever new gun you want. And don't worry about finding ammo. We are fully stocked. Come and see us at Washington, Missouri or online at TitanHillArmory.com.
Hi, doctor. I'm hearing voices.
Oh, well, tell me more.
Well, you know, voices like Peggy Hubbard.
Okay.
Dan and Drew. Rob Carter.
Oh?
Oh, and Ryan Height. Doctor, what are you writing?
Oh, just making some notes. No big deal.
Hey, give me that back.
Wait, that's just a picture of a cat. You're just doodling.
Make sure if you're hearing voices, you're hearing the Real Talk Radio Network, the voice of freedom.
Ladies and gentlemen,
are you ready for this?
It's the Real Talk Radio Network app, and it's free.
Wow, you really got your money's worth with this.
Learn it, know it, embrace it.
Do you think you can handle it?
Interact with our host and audience.
I'm interactive on the app quite a bit.
It's the Real Talk Radio Network, anywhere you are, even beyond our radio signals. Go to your favorite app store to get it free. Just look for the Eagle logo.
You asked for this. You asked for it.
The Real Talk Radio Network app.
Bring it on, baby.
The Rob Carter Show.
It is time to shine in the Show Me State. With a super majority of Republicans in Missouri, we still have DEI in schools. We still have to pay personal property taxes, and half of our budget comes from the feds. Are GOP voters getting hustled?
Do the hustle!
Join me. Weekday mornings from 9 to 11 a.m. on The Rob Carter Show.
The Rob Carter Show on the Real Talk Radio Network.
The views and opinions of the following program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, ownership, or sponsors of the Real Talk Radio Network. Portions may be pre-recorded.
This is the Real Talk Radio Network.
And now...
Hey, Rocky! Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat!
Again?
Nothing up my sleeve. Presto!
Wrong hat!
I take a 7.5.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
In the morning, it's a brand new day. You turn on the radio. The Dan and Drew Morning Crew, they're like my brothers.
Dan and Drew rockin' the airwaves.
We're talking politics, cracking jokes, giving us news with a touch of hope. Join the Dan and Drew Morning Crew, it's a swingin' affair. They're the kings of the airwaves, with style and flair. Join the Dan and Drew Morning Crew, it's a swinging affair. They're the kings of the airwaves, with style and flair. From dawn till night, they keep us entertained. The Dan and Drew Morning Crew, they're here to stay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We need God back in this country now more than ever. It's two dudes on a mic telling the jokes, bringing the notes, and sharing the news. In God's country. So get your cup of brew. You're listening to The Morning Crew with Dan and Drew.
And Holly, too.
And
I'm
Holly,
sure I'm so too. Excited this morning to see me.
Of Hear course me. I am.
Me, too.
Of course
I am. I love you guys.
Dan, you got your brew, right?
I do. I have my brew right
I
here.
Have mine. And Holly, you have
Here's
your
my brew.
I've been using my Christmas mugs.
Yeah, cheers to you.
Cheers to you.
Jingle all the way, Jingle. Holly Jolly.
You know what? I bought this really cute towel for my papa, and it says... jingle all the way. Nobody likes a half-ass jingler.
That's pretty good.
It's really cute. Oh, can I say the A word?
Yeah. You just did.
Sorry, folks.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's yeah. fine.
It's not a really bad one.
It's a donkey.
They'll be asking you to be fired for that one now. So
yeah, and I don't know where that came from.
Keep listening. I got much more for you guys. It's going to be all right.
They have a donkey. What's another word we can call our donkey? Call him an ass.
Well, that's the same thing with female dogs. Like, where'd that come from?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, female Gomez. Dog. No.
Oh,
no.
Sorry.
Well, we're referring to a female dog.
Too soon.
It's a biatch. But, yeah, it is so funny to watch like a dog show, and then they sit there, and it's just so as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
This cute little bee.
So that was on two nights ago, and I watched I can only handle so much of that, but I watched the Doberman and the Golden Retrievers. Does everyone in their life feel like they need a golden retriever? They're so great.
They're awesome.
I have one.
They are really
good. You do?
Good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you have one. Yeah. My mom, a scramp, we had Casey, our golden retriever, and she was the best dog.
Oh.
We had Zoe. She passed away in 2019. And we're like, we're not going to get any more dogs.
Everybody says that and when their dog passes away.
Dog people say that.
January 9th. She died December 9th. Oh, my gosh. She died December 19th. That's today's date back in 2019. Hmm. And then we got Chloe January 9th, 2020. So just literally a few weeks later.
Yeah, after saying you're not getting another dog. Yeah, dog people always say that.
Yeah.
It's just part of, they're part of our family.
And we did that. We had to put down, Sandy had a dog. And it was her son's dog originally, and then it was a black lab, Billy. And Billy was, oh my God, you talk about golden retrievers. Two labs are just tremendous. And
they are.
And he was just awesome. And she worked from home, and he would sit up there and lay down with her the entire time when she was working. He'd follow her around and do whatever. Yeah. And happy when I came home. We ended up having to put him down. He got so bad. I had to carry him up the stairs. We had to put diapers on him, and it was almost like Biden.
Poor thing.
So we ended up So we had to
not Biden the dog.
The dog.
Yeah, sure. We had to put him down. And Sandy says, you know, I think we're done with dogs for a while or whatever. And a few weeks later, I need a dog.
Yeah. It's our best friend, man. I know. Now, I will say, when our cat passed away on my birthday a few years ago, I said, we'll never get a cat again. And thank goodness we still don't have a cat. I just can't get with cats.
See, I like cats.
I'm also allergic to most cats.
Oh, yeah. So Sandy's that's allergic to cats.
Very selective.
Otherwise, we would have a cat. My daughter absolutely loves cats.
Yeah.
You know, I used to not like cats because I'm allergic, so I always feel like icky when I spend too much time with cats. But my best friend has a cat. This cat crawled into their SUV up under the wheel well. And she was driving, and they kept hearing this, and then they would stop, and they wouldn't hear it anymore.
Oh, wow.
And they're like, there's no way that there's like a cat in here. So they took it to, they kept hearing it, whatever, her and her son and her daughter, and they took it to Telly Tire, one of these Dobbs places. So they pull in and they can't find it. Well, they end up finding this itty bitty kitten.
Oh.
And I think I'm getting the story right. Well, they get the kitten out, and she like had gone and done something, and she came back, and she said, did you find a kitten? And he's like, yeah, we did, but I can't remember if they told her that it wasn't alive or whatever. And she's like, well, can I see it? Because she thought the guy was acting shady.
Yeah.
A live kitten, totally fine. They had dumped it in the dumpster.
The guy dumped it in the dumpster?
The guy dumped it in the dumpster. And they went and got it and took it home. And his name is Lucky. And he's the coolest cat I've ever seen.
I would have reported that guy.
Oh, yeah. What a bastard.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, well, you're not holding back today.
That's a total.
Now, can I say that?
He just did. That is a total.
A and a B today.
A-H.
I didn't say that.
He's a total A-H, and he should have been reported, too.
Yeah. I mean, he literally dumped a live kitten in the dumpster behind it, and she said, no, we're taking it home.
Sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was talking to Smash yesterday. We were taping his weekend show.
That's right, my man.
Oh, he's a great dude.
He is really cool.
Oh, I love Smash.
Oh, I know you do. Great history there with you two. And I hear it every week.
Oh, I know.
And you guys sound really good together, too.
But he brought up, he was on a flight to Phoenix. And he says now, like, back in the day when you had, like, a pet that you had to bring with you, they would put it on underneath the plane.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, some of these airlines will let you put your pet with you in the cab, but under the seat in front of you, because it's not their service animal, but it's their pet that like keeps them comfortable and safe and sane.
Yeah, emotional support animal.
Yeah,
it's very easy to get that too.
This is nuts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Speaking of that, and we're just totally off the rails now, but this is really funny. I was listening to the radio the other day. It was like on somebody's show in the afternoon, and they were playing a prank. And the radio station called this woman, the husband set her up, and it was the first time she was going to fly with her dog. And they told her that they didn't have any seats, but they were upgrading her to fur class.
Fur
class. So they told her that they were putting her in the cargo area with her German Shepherd. And she was so mad. They were bleeping like every three words.
Oh,
she was so
mad. Prank calls they do. Yeah, those are great.
Cancel my flight, et cetera, et cetera. And they're like, okay, but but keep your dog's flight. And she's like, why would I send my dog if I'm not going? It was the funniest thing. I felt so bad for this lady. And then as soon as they said, your husband set you up, she goes, I'm going to kill him.
I bet. I bet. That's wild.
Can you imagine an airline, though, calling you? Because a lot of times they're like, oh, we overbooked the plane or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to fly in the cargo area with your dog.
Here's my mind. Kind of like Flash's mindset like yesterday when he was telling me this. You get on a plane thinking, okay, I'm just going to go to my destination. Then all of a sudden you're sneezing and going crazy because you're allergic to cats.
Yeah.
And you have someone's pet cat underneath you. Yeah. Because it needs to be in front of the owner right below them.
Mm-hmm.
I would lose my, you know what.
Hey, yeah. There are some people that are allergic to dogs, too.
True.
It's the dander. It's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a problem that you run into when you allow people to bring their pets onto the plane is they don't even check to see if anybody's allergic.
No. Do you think it's a thing, though, when, like, cats, they know people that are allergic to them or like cat haters? Because this cat that my best friend has, Lucky, he loves me.
Oh, sure.
He wants to rub all over me and like be on my lap and like everything. And I'm like, I'm allergic to you. You got to go. But I just want to snuggle him.
I will say, though, like my mother-in-law, she has like three cats next door to us. And they are so good with Addie.
Aww.
And Chloe, our golden, I mean, is so protective of Addie, too. Yeah. I mean, some of these animals... Well, some I don't like. Some are just so protective.
They know, though. Yeah. Animals have that sense that she is vulnerable.
Uh-huh. And,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're the best pals.
I love that.
All right, we're going to Jingle Bell Rock today. It's, can you believe, 6 days away until Christmas?
Make sure you get your pets vaccinated.
Have them spayed or neutered.
Who brought to you by Bob Barker.
Bob Barker used to say spay or neutered.
Yeah, yeah, spay or neutered.
Price is right. Everybody. Back in a moment.
Well, time to go gliding in the one horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet.
Howdy, I'm David with Fed from the Farm. We raise the best 100% grass-fed to finish beef, pasture-raised pork, lamb, and eggs you've ever tasted. And we deliver it right to your door. Raised right. Grass-fed means no grain ever, no GMOs, and no mRNA vaccines either. In today's chaos, your family needs a farmer you can trust and a healthy source of food you can count on even when the store shelves are bare. You can order online at fedfromthefarm.com and get started making a difference for the health of your family and transforming the landscape your children's children will inherit.
We are honored to be your farmers.
Mark Levin.
People have had enough of useless Republicans or worse. The nation is unraveling and these fools act like it's just another day. It's not. This is Mark Levin. All of us at the Real Talk Radio Network are working hard to take back our country. Join me live Monday to Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. on the Real Talk Radio Network. Or download the app at the Google or Apple Store. Look for the Real Talk 93.3 Patriot Eagle logo.
The Dan and Drew Morning Crew.
Social media has been nuts all week long.
Okay, so since Trump won the election, we're cooked, yup. I'm going to be leaving the U.S. and I'm going to be moving to Hawaii. So we'll see how it goes. And I'll update you guys.
Wow.
Anybody going to tell him?
Weekday morning 6 to 9 on the Real Talk Radio Network. Real talk.
Real listeners.
I am a truck driver.
Yes, sir.
I listen to you guys when I delivered a load of salt into St. Louis last couple of years ago, and I've been hooked on you guys ever since. I tell everybody wherever I deliver and pick up, this is a radio station you need to listen to. It's a patriotic station. It's Christ-related. Everybody on the station preaches that the Lord is the way to go. Keep up the good work. I keep listening.
The Real Talk Radio Network. The Real Talk Radio Network presents Liberal Meltdowns.
No, no, no!
What the hell? You cannot be serious. How did I wake up to this garbage as my president? That's right, garbage.
I'm a trans woman with a baby on the way. What am I going to do, keep it?
They're idiots, dude. They're idiots.
While the liberals are melting down, we're heating up. The Real Talk Radio Network.
Merry Christmas.
Hi, I'm Billy Bush.
And I'm Christy Bush.
We want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and invite you all out to Bush Family Farms in Defiance, Missouri to try some of our fabulous beers. We'd also like to drink a toast to 93.3 Real Talk Radio for another wonderful year and look forward to being with you next year. Cheers, everyone.
Hey, everybody, it's Rob Carter. Just wanted to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from my family to yours. Stay safe and enjoy the season.
Real Talk Radio Network.
I do listen. I also support it.
The voice of freedom.
Well, that won't be happening in St. Louis.
No, it's not going
to. It'll be more like raindrops falling on your head.
Are we really going to get rain? Is that what they're saying?
It's looking like. So Dave Murray said in his winter forecast, there's going to be storms Christmas week, looking like a white Christmas. I mean, that was his hope 6 weeks ago. He got the storms right. There's going to be tons of storms next week, but it's going to be too warm.
Wah, wah.
And wrong. And it's going to be a lot of, almost every day next week, there's chances of rain.
Man.
So it's going to be a merry, muddy Christmas here in the Midwest.
Yep.
Breaks my heart. It really does.
Me too.
But now I'm just over it and ready for 70s and sunshine. If it's not going to snow on Christmas, just give me 70s and sunshine.
That's me. I'm good with the cold as long as there's snow.
I'm
but cold just to be cold doesn't make any sense to me.
I agree.
I don't love it.
It's the Morning Crew. Dan, Drew, and Holly on this Thursday, December 19. Late last night... prosecutors have now charged a second suspect with first-degree murder in the connection with the death of Colin Brown. Of course, that's the teenager that lost his life. He was shot, leaving a hockey game back in, I guess, towards the end of November. I think it was November 23rd.
Yeah, right around Thanksgiving, before Thanksgiving.
I think right before, I think he died the day before, but he was shot the weekend prior. St. Louis Circuit Attorney's Office filed the following charges yesterday on 28-year-old Donovan Bochum. First-degree murder, two counts of armed criminal action, first-degree assault, unuseful use of a weapon because they shot at a motor vehicle. And this is, again, the second person that has been arrested here. Last Friday, I learned the news when I was done with our show and getting ready for the weekend, 26-year-old Garrett Jordan was charged with first-degree murder and three counts of armed criminal action. So I'm glad, and I think there's more charges there, too. I'm glad they found these people.
Was there a motive,
there
though,
might be more.
Along with that? Were they? Did they
it was
say
just a
why?
Drug deal gone bad.
It was a drug deal. Yes.
Yeah, it was cocaine. And, the details of the story, someone saw a black Audi, which resembled an Audi that was in a family neighborhood. They reached out to the Audi owner and they say, I lent my car to my cousin and they had the vehicle, and I'll connect all the dots later.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. So that's how that all went down. But apparently, Dan, you were saying they're looking for another potential victim now.
There's
in
another
story.
Another victim in a car that they were following. So they may have been after those people. But there's another shooting victim.
I had not seen that.
Yeah.
Either way, glad that they're going to hold these two accountable. They shouldn't see, hopefully, daylight again, quite frankly.
Yeah.
After awful. Just innocent, Colin Brown loses his life. He's just a hockey star.
Yeah.
And
just driving
an
with
up and
dad.
Coming, going home after a hockey game, and should not be shot at, but welcome to St. Louis, and drug deals gone wrong.
Sickening.
Sick and wrong for sure. Also now, authorities have identified the teacher and student that were killed in Wisconsin. So this private school shooting that happened earlier this week. This was at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin. 42-year-old Aaron West. There was a report that the teacher was a substitute teacher, but it sounds like Aaron West was a full-time teacher but lost her life due to the shooting. And then 14-year-old Ruby Vergara also lost her life. And again, these are just two people that are teaching, going to school, learning, shouldn't have to worry about guns and so on and so forth, or shootings like that a couple weeks before Christmas, and they're not here just because of another mental illness case is what it comes down to. And this poor teen, I mean, she was an avid reader, they say, who loved art, singing, playing the keyboard, and both, I mean, both victims died at the scene. Again, shouldn't have happened.
No.
And sadly, there are six other injuries. Four people have now been released since the shooting. They've been released from the hospital, but the other two victims remain in the hospital, and they still have life-threatening injuries, so this could escalate, you know, to another, you know, a higher toll here. Hopefully not, but I guess time will tell.
Mm-hmm.
Awful. And, you know, I'm so tired of the gun narrative.
Oh, my goodness.
That's all that they're going to be screaming.
Mm-hmm. It's so bad. It's just so ridiculous.
And I don't get still how, like, even the sheriff up there, he was quoted as talking about metal detectors. And they're like, because the school didn't have metal detectors. And like, how could this be undetected? I don't know if all schools should have metal detectors. I mean, there's obviously going to be a cost to that. I mean, what are your thoughts on that? Should schools have that?
Metal detectors?
At this point? I mean, my school didn't.
No, mine didn't either.
Oh, my school didn't. But we didn't. I mean, we had people pulling up when you could drive to school.
Sure.
Shotguns in the back of the...
Yeah, hanging in their back window.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did too. Yeah.
Okay, we're all talking as if we were in school though now. I mean, I've been 17 years removed. I mean...
Yeah, I'm like 10 years from
now. I know. Okay, but you being a rep, I mean, being in St. Louis County, are schools now having metal detectors?
There are schools that have them. In the county, we do not have them. But in the city, there are some schools that have them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that it's a hard one for me.
I mean, it should be a safe place.
It should be a safe place, absolutely. But there are areas that you can't trust anymore. Yeah, exactly. So, but I still am a big advocate for having trained teachers. I mean, we've got lots of teachers that are in schools that would volunteer to take that training to be the person, right? And if you don't want to, that's okay too. Mm-hmm. I get that as well. But I think that would be a major deterrent to knowing that there are folks on the premises that have, you know, the training and things. Because guys, we have resource officers that are incredible. Like, In my district, we have resource officers that are top notch. These guys are so fantastic, but they can't be everywhere.
No,
at all times, and sometimes they're not in the building. Or you know, these high schools are so large that to get a resource officer from this end to that end takes 10 minutes.
Well, I mean, I remember in my school, I went to Afton, and back in 2003 to 2007 when I was there. I mean, doors were unlocked all day long.
Yeah.
I mean, since some of these school shootings over the last decade, now every door is locked.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can't get into any schools anymore. Right. And they have to push a button.
Yeah, and they buzz you in.
And then, they buzz you in. And they'll ask a question sometimes, you know.
They do. Whenever I do school visits or I deliver anything to my schools in the district, I have to be buzzed in. I tell them who I am. I have to show them my credentialing. And then, you know, I get a visitor's pass. And it's a process. And I think that's great.
No, right? I mean,
most of them know me by now, but it's
still
a great...
No wanding?
Yeah. What's that?
No wanding?
No metal detector. No wanding.
So you can be having who knows what in your back.
Yeah, but I think that's so far... Few and far between.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't know if schools are ready to start doing all of that in certain areas yet. I don't know.
And then policing that every day. I mean, every student coming through a metal detector.
Right.
But that's what we do at sporting events.
Yeah.
Yep, we do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why not in schools now?
Yeah, I don't know.
Might be something to watch and follow in
absolutely
the weeks, months, and years to come. All right, it is the morning crew. St. Louis County is a little crazy.
You don't say.
wow. A few things going on in St. Louis County when it comes to this county prosecutor. But then, of course, this budget deal in St. Louis County. We'll talk about that and more next on the morning crew. Please, 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 please.
Fifth Street Billiards Bar and Grill in DuPont, Illinois is a great spot to hang out with family and friends. Grab some great food from their large menu and then take advantage of 12 pool tables available at no charge.
That's right, free pool.
Fifth Street Bar and Grill also features a full bar with video gaming area and recreational but competitive co-ed pool league. Call 618-601-1321 to book your next party or event at Fifth Street Billiards Bar and Grill. 200 North Fifth Street in DuPont, Illinois. It's in a safe residential area, only a 10-minute drive from both the Poplar Street or JB Bridge, with ample off-street parking. Open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 1 a.m.
My name is Ben Fisher, co-owner and chief engineer at Fisher Solar.
I'm Liz Fisher. I'm also co-owner and project manager. Fisher Solar is a family-owned and operated business based out of the Washington, Missouri area.
We've been in business since 2013. We offer grid tie, battery backup, and off-grid solar solutions for residential and commercial.
Visit us at fishersolar.com or give us a call at 636-283-0840. Be sure to ask about the federal tax incentives and grants, as well as our veteran and first responders discounts.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, it is Drew from the Morning Crew. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Again, it's the greatest story ever told. 12 words that can change your life. A Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. God is with you, full of grace and truth, and that is the ultimate Christmas present this Christmas season. So please slow down and enjoy the magic. From Becky, Addie, and myself, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. We'll see you on the Morning Crew.
Dasher's Dive Bar is coming to the Marquee in Newtown, St. Charles.
This calls for a celebration.
The most interactive, fun Christmas pop-up bar. It'll run up through our huge New Year's Eve bash.
4, 3, 2, 1.
So get your Christmas on at Dasher's Dive Bar. Tickets on sale now. Get all the details and tickets at DashersDiveBar.com. We'll see you at the Christmas party.
We're not responsible for you having too much fun.
The Reckoning.
Hey, it's Ryan Height. Come and join me every weekday at 4 for The Reckoning here on Real Talk Radio. We have a lot to cover through January. We're going to have new cabinet picks, the Outsider Dream Team, Trump Agenda 47 coming at us like a freight train, and a brand new House and Senate and statewide offices here in Missouri. We have a lot of unpacking to do through the lens of truth, and we're going to do it with faith, family, and freedom in mind every weekday at 4 here on The Reckoning.
The Reckoning.
Need a new furnace or AC? Call Bill Burns, owner of Absolutely Affordable Heating and Cooling. And here's a special for Real Talk Radio listeners. Get a brand new Duquesne 70,000 BTU furnace installed for only $21.95. Don't wait until all the new regulations kick in, because the price will likely go up considerably. Call 314-913-4343. Or you can even text pictures of your existing furnace and AC to Bill, and he'll get right back to you with a quote. Absolutely Affordable Heating and Cooling.
6800 Promise Point in House Greens, Missouri is listed for $999,900 on almost 7.5 acres. This is a stunning traditional 2x4 stick-built home with 6x6-inch logs to give you that stunning custom log-built look. This home is incredible. 1.5-story with an inverted hip roof, a finished walkout lower level. Call the Rick and Tracy Ellis team with EXP Realty at 636-299-3702.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
The truth is coming out.
Welcome you back. It's the Morning Crew on this Thursday. Dan, Drew, Holly, too. 29 degrees right now.
Yeah.
High of 48. Not too bad for this time of year. I'll tell you what, though. I just might be leaving St. Louis County at some point. If I could move today, I think I would.
Mm.
The question, do I go farther south into Jefferson County?
Mm.
That's where I lived for a few years.
But then that'd be even a farther drive for me to come here.
Yeah. The taxes are better.
Taxes are fantastic.
Yeah, they are.
In Jeffco, that's for sure.
Or are you in Jeffco move out here? In Eureka?
No. The city of Eureka actually has a small portion that's it's cut by the river, the Merrimack mm-hmm. River. And so on that side of the river is Jefferson County, but it's only two subdivisions.
Line. Okay,
yeah. Yeah, so that's Jefferson County, and on our side is St. Louis County.
And that's where I would live. I wouldn't live down into the Hillsborough land anymore. I would just live right on the other side of the Merrimack.
Yeah.
Right down 30 or 21, I don't know, mm-hmm. if I were to move.
There's even parts of Fenton that are Jeffco, too.
There are. Yeah. I was, I lived in Fenton for a while, and we passed the county line
mm-hmm.
Going in, so we weren't that far.
Well, you're
in.
Really close. I mean, where you live right now, I mean, you just, instead of making a left,
not far,
you make a right. I mean, you run the bend and you're basically in Jeffco.
Yeah, I have a portion of Fenton in my district. I really like Fenton.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do too. It's either that or I come out here to St. Charles County, but then you can question some things out here too, but that's a different
story. It's everywhere. You know, I mean, you just make your,
you're
make
right,
your home is. And yeah. Home is where your heart is, right?
But St. Louis County, I don't love.
I did. You guys, I'm going to put it.
Copyright that.
I'm going to put it on T-shirt.
I would do so.
I think it'll catch on.
Get that trademarked quickly. But the explosive developments in St. Louis County for two reasons this week. One is the St. Louis County prosecutor. You have St. Louis County executive naming somebody. You have the Missouri governor naming somebody. Parson appointed longtime assistant county prosecutor Melissa Price Smith to the post. You have Sam Page appointing, as we've talked about a week or two back, Court Van Ostrin. That's a former assistant U.S. attorney and Democrat congressional candidate. There's a lot of people that don't like the motives here. So when you look at this Melissa mm-hmm. Price Smith, she dropped a revelation saying that during the interview process with Page's selection committee, she was asked to do something she refused to do, and that's find dirt on fellow county council members.
Yep.
And when she refuses, then she receives another call to try harder and dig deeper.
The sickening part about this entire thing is that St. Louis County continues to vote back in office Sam Page.
I don't get it. I do
After
not.
After everything that man has done, they continue to bring him back.
I don't understand.
No,
that.
I don't either.
And, he also had the prosecutor try to, or the prosecuting office, try to dig up dirt on one of his rivals also.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he is. You
dirty.
Talk about dirt.
Mm-hmm.
He's a dirt bag.
Absolutely.
Sam Page is horrible.
Oh, insane.
Yeah.
Now he wants to get rid of volunteers in pet shelters.
What?
I didn't see that one.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see that.
Yeah, there's
a
couple of my friends volunteer for pet shelters, St. Louis County run pet shelters. And I think I'm getting that right. But the volunteers, you know, they become attached to these dogs.
Absolutely.
They advocate for them, whatever. Yeah. And, you know, Sam Page has ordered for these pet shelters to be, you know, kind of like, I don't want to say emptied out by euthanization, but that's happened in the past.
Sure.
And so this guy is like the devil to me.
He's
awful. He doesn't care about people or animals. He's just a bad dude.
No, but sadly, in St. Louis County, he's in a, when is he termed out? I mean, is it like a 12-year thing?
I don't know.
He just got reelected.
So we're stuck with him still for
a while.
Yeah,
we've got a little while, yeah.
It was not last year, but the year before. That.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a 4-year deal for
mm-hmm.
them, too?
Yeah.
But he's been there forever already. I mean, didn't he not take over for Dooley?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or was there, am I missing somebody in between there?
I think so.
I don't know.
It's always been a, St. Louis County has always been Democrat run.
Oh, for sure.
And it's been horrible.
It'd be a miracle for somebody red to get in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the courtroom yesterday, you have St. Louis County Circuit Judge Brian May listening to all these arguments from both sides, from Parsons' people, from Page's people. You have two statutes in Missouri that say that either one of them can name someone. So where are we going to go from here? I don't know.
Yeah.
You have Section 5 of the St. Louis County Charter that states a vacancy in the office of prosecuting attorney shall be filed by the county executive, subject to confirmation by the council. In the Missouri's revised statutes, 105.050 says the governor, upon being satisfied that such a vacancy exists, including prosecutors, shall appoint some competent person to fill the same until the next regular election. And you have Wesley Bell leaving the job by January 3rd, because mm-hmm. he's going to be a newly elected member of Congress.
Yeah.
And what a wild time.
They need
there.
To get somebody in there, but that the statute needs to be more clear. It can't be both.
Agreed.
Right? I mean, it has to be fixed. So I would look for that.
That's why you have both of them going at each other.
Well, yeah. And the one thing that Sam was touting in his pick was is that this is the first LGBTQ plus
alphabet,
in the Corey thing.
That is in this role.
Oh, great.
So this is what, you know, we've got the DEI pick here, and we need to make sure that it's him because we need to be well represented in that community. I think that's a complete joke. I don't care who you love or what you do in your bedroom. That should have no bearing whatsoever on how you do your job.
No.
And I don't need to know about it. Mm-mm. I'm so over that.
I think there's already these roles are already well, not identified, but they're enough people in these roles already.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't be hiring people or giving people a job because of their
sexual orientation.
Exactly.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Color, race, all that stuff.
Absolutely. It's also unbelievable that they would be asking Melissa Price this, and that's not a offense that is punishable. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. they shouldn't be able to say that to her.
Agreed.
And that'd be okay. I mean, it's crazy.
So that's
we should have Mark Harder on.
Get him on
and get his say. Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna text him right now and see if he can come on maybe early next week.
So you're not here tomorrow.
No, I'm not here tomorrow. I'm gonna go to Jeff City tomorrow and work on some legislation.
Good.
But I'm gonna be here on Monday and I might come in Tuesday too.
Okay.
It just depends. I don't know how this Christmas season will play out. But we'll see.
It's a crazy time.
It really is.
We don't know how Christmas season's going to play out for any of us.
That's true, too. That's very fair.
It's so true. But I have a little something for you guys I want to bring in.
Yeah, so Monday we're doing gifts.
Yes. Ooh, I love it.
I got your gifts, Dan, your gifts. There's Sandy.
And you don't have to do that. Like, that's not we didn't agree on this or whatever. We're not doing an exchange. You do not have to do that. But I did, I am this weekend baking. So I'm bringing all your.
Oh no, you're definitely bringing cookies.
Yes.
Otherwise, the door won't be unlocked.
You're gonna leave me out there. Okay, I see.
That could be my present. I'm fine with that.
Right.
Oh, and we have some good ones for you.
But yeah, we'll also be here Christmas Eve morning. Mm-hmm. So we will be live whether Holly's here or not. Dan and I will be here. Rob will be live from 9 to 11 in his slot. Peggy and Ryan will be new shows, but not live. We're going to do some pre-records because of Christmas Eve and holiday festivities.
Slackers.
Yeah, I mean, they could definitely work if they wanted to, but they're choosing
slacking.
To go to a church service instead. Well, actually, that's okay. I think that's more
acceptable. I'm not going to lie. I'm on board with Peggy. Peggy drives all the way over here from Belleville or Collinsville or wherever she's living in the People's Republic of Illinois. So she's got a very far drive.
I like that one. People's Republic of Illinois.
Yeah, she's the farthest drive of all of us.
She's the farthest drive, yeah. It takes me about 42 minutes.
Because I'll be drinking wine and baking cookies.
That's right. You go, girl.
So,
I would love to bake some cookies with Peggy.
No.
I would. I think we'd have a blast.
That would be wild. I think there would be some extra ingredients or wrong things
they
happening.
They might not turn out that great.
Yeah. My point. And no.
But we'd have a really good time.
You like my peanut butter and rum cookies? These are great.
My girl.
So while you're not here tomorrow, Richard West will be here tomorrow. He's going to join us 7 to 7:30. An update from D.C. because he went there a couple weeks ago. He couldn't make it last because he was ill. He'll also weigh in on this whole Patterson and Sparks situation.
That's great.
We'll also have global pastor Frank Shelton going to call tomorrow for a Christmas blessing.
You mean I'm missing Frank?
Or maybe he'll do it Monday with you. I don't know. We'll see.
I would love it.
Also, Stacy Shore, David Stokes tomorrow, so stay tuned for that. But still in St. Louis County news, I know. going back to Sam Page. This week, he tells his council to pass the budget or risk crippling the senior tax freeze. Councilmen say, of course, they won't be bullied. This goes on earlier in the week, they have a vote, I guess. This would have been Tuesday night. The budget gets passed, and it was just Sam Page playing hardball.
He's a bully, and he's been that way for a long time. And, you know, you've got a couple county council members that stand up to him because they don't really care if he wants to bully or not. You have to be like that if you're in these positions, because you're not going to be bullied by anybody, like, as we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, that's Sam Page has always tried to do that, to strong arm people into doing what he says. Look at the prosecutor race.
Oh, I know.
Find some dirt on the council members. And I mean, that's disgusting.
And he seems like this little quiet, flat-faced politician. I just want to say that blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, no.
He's a beta male.
Oh, he's
a beta. And somebody said Holly is saying bad words today or something in the app, and so Holly's just going to be quiet on Sam Page.
You're
going to
behave right now.
Yeah. He's a sassafras, a wrecking bag of rice.
What a great movie.
Dang. Yeah. Wait, what is that? Oh, yeah. Home Alone.
Yeah. No, no, no.
Anything. Sassafras, a wrecking.
No, anything. Vacation, too?
No, Home Alone, where he gets, beat up.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of where he gets the light or tries to put the light on Christmas Vacation. None of it's working, and he's throwing a big tantrum.
Yeah.
Oh, no. And you know what's interesting about that? When the lights aren't working, he starts punching all of the little lawn ornaments
there. Yeah, he's kicking them.
He starts kicking them because he broke his pinky finger.
He did?
When he was punching those. Yes.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
I found that out. Yeah. They were talking about the scene there, and when he walked up and punched Santa Claus, he broke his pinky finger. That's why he started kicking the rest of them.
He was just in town on Friday night at the Fox for his little Christmas tour. He's quite the dirty, the dirty act, almost like a Bob Saget.
Oh, Bob Saget was definitely
nasty,
filthy.
Bob Saget's on the Epstein list.
Well, might be.
Well,
but
Bob, well, he's gone dead.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But
I'm telling you, he ain't in a good place.
Not surprising.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Either way, St. Louis County, it's gross. They're facing, a $38 million budget shortfall right now due to increased costs and raises for employees. And Page says, pass it anyway, because if you don't, we're not going to give the senior citizens their tax freeze.
It's the same way as the government. You cannot spend your way out of debt. And that's constantly what our government does.
It's passed now, and they've spent $900,000 to update their software to help seniors navigate this process of freezing their home property taxes. And they can do that now through, I think, cutoff is June or July of next year.
It's really unbelievable.
Hey, Sam, don't piss the seniors off. We're coming after you, buddy.
Speaking of budgets, Speaker Johnson has a few things to say. Vivek has a few things to say about the bigger federal budget. We'll break down that next on The Crew. Stay right there.
My car was due for an oil change, so I took it to Valvoline Express Care. They are locally owned and operated. It's clean, and they are really friendly and well-staffed.
Welcome.
I just stayed in my car and was able to work and feel safe and comfortable. It was really fast, and they are powered by the brand you trust, Valvoline. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 6, Saturday, 8 till 5. Valvoline Express Care in Warrenton, Troy, Illinois, Lime Ferry, and two new locations, St. Peter's on Mid Rivers Mall Drive by DQ, and also St. Peter's Park.
Hi folks, Richard West here with Overstock Outlet, your family-owned discount store of brand-name products. New location in Warrenton at the old Kroger store at the intersection of Highway 47 and Highway M. Both stores will continue to bring you great deals from Macy's, Sam's, Home Depot, and many more. Visit our store in Lake St. Louis, conveniently located at the intersection of Highway N and Lake St. Louis Boulevard, and in Warrenton at the old Kroger store at the intersection of Highway 47 and Highway M. Check us out on Facebook for weekly deals. You never know what we'll have.
I'm Brian Dawson with Brian Dawson Roofing. I want to do your roof, but also you could have siding, gutters, windows, garage doors. We do all that too. I'm not in competition with the local roofing companies, but the ones that really bug me is the out-of-town or the fly-by-night. Your warranty lasts as long as you can see those taillights. Call me at 636-465-9465 or look me up at briandawsonroofing.com. Make sure you say the whole thing, Brian Dawson Roofing, or you might not get the right company.
her, but she's got a fire in her
soul. Everything that Mr. Trump said was right because Hunter Biden got convicted on how many different things?
Exactly.
I'd warn him, hey, if you do business with this guy, it could very well end bad for you.
On 60 Minutes, everything he has been saying for the last 4 years was 100% correct.
On The Real with Peggy Hubbard, weekdays from 2 until 4 on the Real Talk Radio Network.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
Good conservative station is not beating around the bush. That's what I'm hearing.
The voice of freedom.
Happy birthday!
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul. Little corn cob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say.
Do either one of you know who's singing this? Into life one day.
Louis Armstrong.
No.
No, I don't. I'm 35.
He has a bulbous nose, or had a bulbous nose.
Oh, you know what? I do know who this is.
Jimmy.
Oh, gosh. Nope. I don't have it.
Jimmy Duran.
Yeah, no, I never knew it.
Yeah. He's on the cartoon with Frosty. He's the one that sings it. This is from the cartoon.
It's a great trivia question.
Yeah, no doubt.
For someone to get it to answer at some point in the future.
Well, people that are, I guess so.
That's
people
what we're
that
here
are
for.
Younger.
Speaking
yeah.
of trivia, so I was listening to this podcast last night, and they were talking about, they were doing like this game with their hosts. And so they had three of the hosts, and then the other guy was saying, I'm going to give you a Christmas movie, you know, just kind of a summary, and tell you the name of the movie, and you tell me if it's real or fake.
Okay.
This was really disturbing. So he says the movie is called Dear Santa, and it's about a little 11-year-old boy who's dyslexic, and he accidentally writes a Christmas letter.
Oh, yeah, this is the new one.
I know what you're talking about.
Instead of to Santa, he writes it to Satan, and Satan shows up saying he'll grant him three wishes, etc.
It's Jack Black. Yeah.
How sickening to me that these people were all jumping in saying, what a great movie. It was really funny, blah, blah, blah. My kids loved it. Do you not understand the premise, yes.
No, but the premise of the movie is, and I want to see it. I want to see the movie because it does look very funny. The premise of the movie is Jack Black is Satan because the little boy gets it mixed up.
Right, and he sends him a letter.
Dear Santa, he sends him a letter, but Satan is trying to corrupt and lead this little boy down the wrong path.
Right.
And he doesn't do it.
To get his soul.
Yes, and he doesn't do
it. Well, either way.
And Satan.
The fact of the matter is we made a Christmas movie about Satan.
Yeah.
And I'm not for this.
I gotcha.
I absolutely think that's insane.
Yeah, it's the movie's streaming now.
Yes,
you can watch it.
Prime or something.
I thought it was going to be in the actual theater.
I think it's Paramount.
It is Paramount, yeah.
I thought it was going to be in the theaters. We were going to go see it.
Somebody did say they gave it a 2.5 out of 10 stars. They thought it was terrible. One of the people.
Yeah.
But I think that the premise of it is that we're like the symbolism and the things that we show kids and that we like, it's not okay. Like we have to be very diligent about Satan is real, right? And Jesus is real. And you have to like understand that stuff. And I don't like this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, no.
But tell me if you watch it, tell me what you think, because I'm not watching it.
Okay. No, it doesn't. That doesn't bother me because it's supposed to be like comedy about a kid misspelling something and all of a sudden this pops up. And when it said Jack Black, who played Satan, could not convert this kid and could not. So Satan was basically defeated in this movie.
So Alan,
I'm sorry I ruined it all.
Alan Smith in the app says, I'm with Holly, three thumbs down and five dog turds. So
how about that?
He's funny. He's got some stuff in the app that is funny. And then somebody else says, Amy DeClue says, there's something very unsettling about it. Somebody says, dumb movie, don't waste your time. I agree, I don't like Jack Black at all, and that movie is a no. Thanks for the spoiler, Dan.
Oh, wow. That's kind of the, well, I don't know how the movie, I didn't see the movie, but that's what I heard. That's what they said in the trailer.
It's for the same reason that I don't watch horror films.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that that's good for your mind.
Okay.
So, I don't know. If you watch it, tell me what you think.
I watch them. I watch horror movies.
You do?
My daughter does too. Sandy
will not. I don't get into those.
Sandy will not watch them at all. If I want to see any kind of horror movies, I have to go see it with my daughter. But the movie that scared me the most, and I still have a hard time, even though it is The Exorcist.
I've never seen that.
And that was based in St. Louis.
Sure.
It was a little boy. Yeah.
That was based in St. Louis?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oh, yeah. That was...
I don't do the whole scary movie thing.
Mm-mm.
Becky loves them. They're so predictable to me.
Yeah.
And they're not realistic.
Yeah.
Now, Paranormal Activity, those were some wild scenes. I think that was like scarier than some of the stuff they put out there.
Mm-hmm.
To your point, though, in this game that you are watching or whatever, most people probably would think that's a fake movie.
Right.
But it's legit.
Mm-hmm.
Which might surprise some people. There's this new animated Netflix Christmas kids movie. It mocks the nativity. It jokes about aborting Jesus.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
You know, so this is what I don't like. You know,
no, absolutely not. I don't do any of that. I don't think there's anything funny about or how we can make funny the fact that Satan wants to take this little boy's soul.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're trying to make light of it, but to me, that's not something that you can actually do.
Right.
On any capacity, because Satan is after our kids. He's after all of us, right? And we normalize him like he's, like it could be funny when it's so, so serious and something like that. I mean, they are after our kids through TV and music. And I mean, it's awful.
It doesn't stop. Yeah, this is a movie called That Christmas. It's mm-hmm. on Netflix right now. And I won't be engaging because in the movie, there's a scene where they mock the nativity story. They push multiculturalism, climate change. They change the story of Jesus' birth into this fable. And just like, now we know the truth out there. I mm-hmm. mean, there's a big old book that talks about it and many accounts as well.
Somebody in the app says, I agree with Holly. I feel we should not open the portal to let the devil in. That's so true. And it starts with incremental, you know, mm-hmm. steps.
Oh, absolutely.
And they start with kids so young. That's why they put it in funny movies like that or family friendly or kids like a cartoon
mm-hmm.
for little kids. Like
they think
mocking,
it's a safe place.
They do. And it's just, that's really hard for
me. This will be good for the family to watch. And then all of a sudden, I mean, imagine if you don't do your research on some of these films. If you think this is a nice family film, okay, you're sitting around the tree, you made your cookies and you're watching it, and then all of a sudden this moment comes on where they're like, oh yeah, let's abort Jesus, and Mary and Joseph aren't real.
Unbelievable.
I don't know that Jack Black movie is for kids. I wouldn't recommend it for kids.
I wouldn't either.
The problem is that there's parents out there that are like, oh, it's about a little boy, so it must be, you know, for kids.
They may not. Yeah.
They just don't know.
But it's not in the theater, so.
Correct. But That Christmas on Netflix, it is an animated kids Christmas movie.
Yeah, that's bad.
And it's joking about aborting Jesus.
Oh my God.
We gotta go.
That's not okay. Oh, we gotta go.
Okay, stay there. More to come.
Fifth Street Billiards Bar and Grill in DuPo, Illinois is a great spot to hang out with family and friends. Grab some great food from their large menu and then take advantage of 12 pool tables available at no charge.
That's right, free pool.
Fifth Street Bar and Grill also features a full bar with video gaming area and recreational but competitive co-ed pool league. Call 618-601-1321 to book your next party or event at Fifth Street Billiards Bar and Grill, 200 North Fifth Street in DuPo, Illinois. It's in a safe residential area, only a 10-minute drive from both the Poplar Street or JB Bridge, with ample off-street parking. Open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 1 a.m.
Are weeds a pain in your grass? Tired of battling those pesky invaders and struggling to get that lush green lawn you always dreamed of? Best Lawn Care is here to rescue your yard. Their team of professionals specializes in fertilizer and weed control services, along with core aeration and overseeding. Best Lawn Care will transform your lawn into a masterpiece you can be proud of. Call Best Lawn Care at 636-200-3000. At 636-200-3000. Let Best Lawn Care take the pain out of your grass.
Keep the frequency. Clear.
The Real Talk Radio Network is available wherever you are.
What's the frequency, Canada?
In St. Louis and to the west.
93.3 FM.
The Vandalia Quincy area.
104.3 FM.
the Steelville-Rolla area.
107.3 FM.
And everywhere you are.
The Real Talk Radio Network app and online at realtalk933.com.
Get the voice of freedom anywhere and everywhere.
I enjoy the whole network. I really do.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
Hi, Doctor. I'm hearing voices.
Oh, well, tell me more.
Well, you know, voices like Peggy Hubbard.
Okay.
Dan and Drew. Rob Carter.
Oh?
Oh, and Ryan Height. Doctor, what are you writing?
Oh, just making some notes. No big deal.
Hey, give me that back.
Wait, that's just a picture of a cat. You're just doodling.
Make sure if you're hearing voices, you're hearing the Real Talk Radio Network. The voice of freedom. The Real Talk Radio Network. KRTK Herman. KVMO Vandalia. KRTE Steelville. The voice of freedom.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Jeremy House. The suspect in the killing of a healthcare insurance company CEO is expected to waive extradition to New York.
The man accused of gunning down the CEO of United Healthcare on a Manhattan street is scheduled to appear in court in Pennsylvania today for a preliminary hearing on forgery and firearms charges. A person familiar with the matter says Luigi Mangione is also expected to waive extradition, clearing the way for his return to New York. If the judge in Blair County, Pennsylvania authorizes the extradition, Mangione could be brought back to New York to appear in state court for arraignment. Mangione faces charges of murder as an act of terrorism in New York for the December 4th killing of United Healthcare chief executive Brian Thompson. I'm Donna Water.
The Federal Reserve has cut its key interest rate by a quarter point, its third cut this year. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says the Fed is predicting fewer rate cuts next year than previously thought.
A slower pace of cuts for next year really reflects both the higher inflation readings we've had this year and the expectation inflation will be higher.
The Fed's expectation of just two rate cuts in 2025 rattled Wall Street yesterday, sending stock prices plummeting in the worst day for the market in 4 months. Israel launched two waves of airstrikes on Yemen overnight, its military acknowledging carrying out the strikes on three ports in Yemen and energy sites in Sana'a, saying it was targeting infrastructure used by the Houthi rebels to stage their attacks in the Red Sea. The International Brotherhood of Teamsters says workers at seven Amazon facilities are striking this morning. On Wall Street, Dow futures are ahead 259 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Anyone with everyday aches and pains, I've got a question. What are you missing out on? Probably a lot. So let me tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In about 3 weeks, you'll discover what it's like to feel better. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Not sure how much you know about Progressive Insurance. You may know us for insuring your home and auto. You may know a couple of our commercials, but what you may not know is that since 2013, Progressive has been honoring veterans with vehicle donations through the annual Keys to Progress Veteran Vehicle Giveaway Program, giving back to those who gave so much. Now, you probably didn't wake up today saying, I really wish I knew more about Progressive Insurance, but this seemed like the type of thing people wouldn't mind hearing about. Find out more about how we're dedicated to our customers and communities at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Bible.
A drug.
Real Talk Radio Network weather brought to you by the Rick and Tracy Ellis team with eXp Realty.
Partly sunny day, pretty good for the month of December with a high temperature in the upper 40s, clear and cold tonight with a low in the upper 20s. Breezy and colder behind our latest cold front on Friday. Friday's high dipping into the mid 30s. Over the weekend, it's cold and dry. High temperatures both Saturday and Sunday in the upper 30s. Good chance for rain early next week. I'm Fox 2 News meteorologist Chris Higgins for the Real Talk Radio Network.
Dream travel, exciting and new. At Archer Luxury Travel, they're expecting you. Come along with Archer Luxury Travel and they'll make all of your vacation dreams come true. From cruises to Disney, luxury hotels and resorts, Archer Luxury Travel does it all. The sea, the sun, and so much fun. Archer Luxury Travel is family owned and operated. Call the owner direct at 832-474-9038 or visit archerluxurytravel.com.
There's nothing worse than watching your prized possession get pummeled by hail. Don't say,
"Oh, hail."
Just rub your badly damaged vehicle three times and say,
"Oh, magic man."
And Kevin Gotch, the man with magic hands from Washington Dent Company, will instantly appear and make all the damage go away like it was never there. We'll actually call Kevin at Washington Dent Company, 636-575-0681.
Thank you, magic man.
First impressions count, and your door is the first thing people see. Custom door transformations can enhance your home's curb appeal without the hassle. They add glass to existing steel wood, fiberglass doors on site in as little as 2 hours, no new door required. It's a unique concept that saves an entire door and frame replacement. Add class with our glass, no mess, no door replacement, and most importantly, it saves you money. Custom door transformations. Call 314-665-1882 or online at customdoortransformations.com.
Sister Chicks Flowers in Union, Missouri wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Sister Chicks offers a wide variety of floral designs and gifts for every occasion, from weddings and parties to holidays and losses. Sister Chicks is locally owned and operated. We support the Second Amendment, our law enforcement, and we strive to carry many products made in America. Sister Chicks Flowers, 636-388-2262 or sisterchicksflowers.com.
If you own a home and want to save every penny you can on energy, call iFoam. Our premium spray foam insulation fills gaps and cracks in walls, ceilings, and floors. It expands to create an airtight barrier, keeping out unwanted air and moisture. Blow-in fiberglass or cellulose insulation is budget-friendly and can be installed over the top of existing attic insulation and provides an excellent thermal insulation. Call 636-434-1352 or visit iFoam.com/O'Fallon-Mo.
Views and opinions of the following program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, ownership, or sponsors of the Real Talk Radio Network. Portions may be pre-recorded.
This is the Real Talk Radio Network.
Why not?
Your lip syncing is the best thing. I wish everyone could see it.
Dan?
Yeah.
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 They can see it now on Facebook and Rumble and X and Instagram.
It basically seems like it's you singing. Can you do Mariah Carey?
Oh, yeah. I'll do Mariah Carey.
Boy, that high squeal. Can you do that?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right,
I do it all the time.
Yeah.
In the shower.
Okay, so not
by
now.
Myself in the car.
Yeah.
I can really rock.
Yeah, that's a freak of nature.
That's weird.
That octave, she can jump up several octaves.
Pretty wild for sure.
Yeah.
All right, it's your morning crew, hour two. Dan Drew, Missouri State Rep. Holly Jones here in the house. Coming up, we have Deanna Archer with Archer Luxury Travel. Byron Keelan may call us today. I'm not really sure. With Freedom Principal Mo.
I hope so.
Also, Christy Hutcherson at 8:30, Women Fighting for America. She wants to talk about our national security. She wants to talk on this drone situation that's not going away.
Oh, my.
There were so many reports last night here locally. They're like, oh, my gosh, there's drones in St. Louis now.
Oh, did you see? There was a thing going on about drones in Eureka.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. They thought there were drones, but yeah. It was just a light show.
It was the light show at
Brookdale.
At Brookdale, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Brookdale.
But I'm not going to lie, because it was over our subdivision.
Yeah.
It looked pretty crazy.
Yeah.
The way, because you couldn't see the beams from the under the clouds. You could only see the
light
up above. So it looked like there were drones I'm not going to lie. It looked like it for sure.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
A lot of people talking about it here locally. But everyone's eyes are on the sky, literally. Mm-hmm. I mean, whether you're in the Southwest, the Northwest, here in the Midwest, or up and down the East Coast, there's these drones, supposedly, all over the place, and still nobody's answering. Biden even came out yesterday with a statement we're looking at it, but we're okay. I'm like, are we okay? Because we don't know who's behind it or what it is. Or if you do know, you're not telling the American people, and that's the problem. There's no transparency.
Yeah, I love Trump calling him out in his press conference.
Here's Joe when they asked him about the drones.
Yeah.
get the explanation from all those drones over New Jersey. What's behind all of that?
Nothing nefarious, apparently. But they're checking it all out. There's, I think it's just one. There's a lot of drones authorized up there. I think one started, and they all got everybody wanted to get in the deal. But I'm we'll follow them. See, folks, so far no sense of a danger.
I know they're all getting in the deal.
And they all got in the deal.
Uh huh. Yeah, that's basically what he said.
What about the other gibberish?
There are 32 more days until that gibberish goes away.
Oh, you guys!
And then you have President. My God. I think Trump taking over. Maybe it's President Musk. I joke about that, but I know you and I were talking about this off air. I think it was CNN yesterday played an audio soundbite. They're like, is it President Musk calling the shots, and then it's VP Trump?
Uh-huh.
Especially when it comes to this budget deal with Speaker Mike Johnson. He agrees with the Musk criticism, but Johnson pushes this massive spending bill anyway. Listen to, I don't know which one you have.
Johnson.
This is Johnson yesterday. This is why he says we need to get this passed.
We don't have a choice. We have to fund those. We have to fund FEMA. We have to fund our farmers.
Right. And Mr. Speaker, it's not just, so you've got a bunch of Republicans who are angry at you. They don't like this. And just in a couple of weeks, you're going to stand once again to run for Speaker of the House. And you don't need a bunch of Democrats mad at you. But you know, and this is breaking news you do not know. You know who also does not like this? Elon Musk, the world's richest man, just tweeted this bill should not pass. The only way you're going to be able to pass it now, Mr. Speaker, is with Democrats. If you could, what's your message to Elon Musk?
Well, I was communicating with Elon last night. Elon and Vivek and I are on a text chain together, and I was explaining to them the background of this. And Vivek and I talked last night about almost midnight. And he said, look, I get it. He said, we understand you're in an impossible position. Everybody knows that. Remember, guys, we still have just a razor-thin margin of Republicans. So any bill has to have Democrat votes. They understand the situation. They said, it's not directed to you, Mr. Speaker, but we don't like the spending. I said, guess what, fellas? I don't either. We got to get this done because here's the key. By doing this, we are clearing the decks, and we are setting up for Trump to come in roaring back with the America First agenda. That's what we're going to run with gusto beginning January 3rd when we start the new Congress, when Republicans again are in control. And all of our fiscal conservative friends, I'm one of them, will be able to finally do the things that we've been wanting to do for the last couple of years. Right now, Democrats still control the pens, and that's the problem. So we got to get this thing done so we don't have the shutdown, so we get the short-term funding measure, and we get to March where we can put our fingerprints on the spending. That's when the big changes start, and we can't wait to get there.
Right.
Now, you know what? I kind of agree with him, and I don't agree with him.
No, it needs to be stopped and not passed.
Yeah, it's crazy.
This is 1,547 pages.
Yeah, and guess who's read that?
None of them. Not a single one of them.
It's totally ridiculous.
No. And they've got a staff of... It's breaking news.
What's breaking news?
I don't know.
Okay. We have breaking news?
I don't know what we have.
Dun, 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 dun.
I mean, these guys also have a staff of like 10 people, whatever. I don't know. It's a lot. And they're not reading it either.
No.
It's 1,500. They're not reading it. And here's the other thing. They want to give Congress wants to give themselves a 40% raise.
Yeah, I think we have Vivek talking about some of the stuff that's in these pages.
Yeah, we do. There we go.
Congress is about to pass a bill that blows away your taxpayer money, but they made it over 1,500 pages long so you wouldn't read it. I did you a favor. I read it for you.
It's supposed to be about keeping government operations open and providing disaster relief aid to hurricane victims, which I'm sympathetic to. But if you read the bill carefully, it contains pay raises for members of Congress, and I'm not making this up, an expansion of their federal health benefits. It contains all kinds of special interests and pork funding, including opening up a new stadium in Washington, D.C. It renews the Global Engagement Center, which is a key node of the censorship industrial complex. And the worst part is, they didn't want you to know about any of it, and that's why they made this a last-minute jam job. The reason I'm co-heading DOGE is I think we need outsiders to bring actual accountability to Washington, D.C. So feel free to call your congressman and let them know how you feel about it.
I would say so. I mean, a pay raise for Congress from $174,000.
Yeah.
to $243,000.
While Americans are struggling to buy groceries.
I don't think so.
So these folks who are already making a lot of money, that's a lot of money. They're already making that, and they want to give themselves.
I know.
And they don't want you to know about it because it's tucked into a 1,500-page bill.
And build a stadium.
By the way, we do that in Missouri, too.
Yeah.
We do Christmas tree bills all the time where they'll change the title and throw all kinds of stuff on it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got, so then, you know, that affects scorecards, too. So if you've got a good, what started out as a good conservative bill, and then the title gets changed in the House, and they throw all this stuff on it, or it goes over to the Senate, and they throw all this stuff on it, and then we finally agree on it, and then it's time to vote on the massive whatever substitute that's come out, it's gross.
Mm-hmm.
Because it started out as one thing, and now you have 10 to 12 other things on there that are terrible.
Well, Hakeem Jeffries decided to jump in on all of this stuff, too. Here's Hakeem.
A bipartisan agreement that they made. House Republicans have been ordered to shut down the government and hurt everyday Americans all across this country. Mm-hmm. House Republicans will now own any harm that is visited upon the American people that results from a government shutdown or worse.
Mm.
Not what they've done over the past 4 years.
That's being played, Big Fox is talking about his tweet. House Republicans have been ordered to shut down the government and hurt the working class Americans they claim to support. You break the bipartisan agreement, you own the consequences that follow. Elon retweets, of course. You seem to think the public is dumb. They are not. This thing should be stopped and killed immediately. I mean, for three reasons. One, the pay raise. That'd be the first raise in like 15 years. The second thing is it would allow Congress to opt out of Obamacare and join federal workers' health plans. That's a major point of...
But they give the citizens the crap Obamacare.
It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And then the third thing would be funds that are highly controversial censorship efforts at the State Department. This is a massive change to federal policy.
What a slap in the face to hurricane victims also, because now they're going to give you this lump sum of money in this big omnibus bill. But also, we're also going to give ourselves a raise, and now we're okay with doing something like this because we're going to sneak that raise in there. When these people should have been given resources and money a long time ago.
So the question is, will it pass or will it not?
I don't think so.
You have until midnight tonight.
Yeah, I don't think it does.
And then it's shut down until the third when
Trump is back running the show. He is.
It'll be something to watch and follow today. It's the Morning Crew, Dan, Drew, Holly here. I think we connect with Deanna Archer, Archer Luxury Travel, when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Up on the housetop, click, click, click. Down through the chimney with good Saint Nick. First comes the stock in the...
I'm John Dew from Titan Hill Armory in Washington, Missouri. It's my favorite time of the year, the hunting and holidays. Come on down and see us for the latest gear from Browning, Ruger, Bergara, and many other brands. Have an old firearm that's just not performing? Let one of our professional gunsmiths tune it up or trade it in for whatever new gun you want. And don't worry about finding ammo. We are fully stocked. Come and see us at Washington, Missouri or online at TitanHillArmory.com.
Hi, Thomas Helbig here with the Retirement Advisory Group.
Hi, I'm Bob Kershaw. As a family business, we'd like to wish all of you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We grew up right here in St. Louis, part of a large family, and that's what makes the holidays so special. The things we hold in our hearts, not in our hands. It's the people, family, friends, and the personal relationships that grow stronger with the passing of time.
In the past 38 years, we have become part of many lasting relationships, and we have made a lot of friends in and around St. Louis, and that just can't be taken away. So as we turn the page and put yet another year in the books, let's remember to be good to one another. And for those of you who may have lost loved ones, our hearts go out to you. Here's hoping next year will bring even more joy and blessings to all of you. And remember the important things to be thankful for. So once again, from all of us at the Retirement Advisory Group, and from our family to your family, we'd like to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas and a happy new year.
I'm Brian Dawson with Brian Dawson Roofing. I want to do your roof, but also you could have siding, gutters, windows, garage doors. We do all that too. I'm not in competition with the local roofing companies, but the ones that really bug me is the out-of-town or the fly-by-night. Your warranty lasts as long as you can see those taillights. Call me at 636-465-9465 or look me up at BrianDawsonRoofing.com. Make sure you say the whole thing, Brian Dawson Roofing, or you might not get the right company.
Steve Tornatore is a native St. Louisan who has been in the financial industry over 20 years. Prestige Financial Group asks questions and get to know you. Your best interest is always top of mind at Prestige Financial Group. They will formulate a realistic plan and help you navigate as your life evolves. An initial free quick phone call can get you started on the road to financial peace. Call Steve Tornatore today at 314-574-1206. That's 314-574-1206.
Hi, guys. Rick Dane with the Cowtown USA. An award-winning store with an award-winning technicians, award-winning salesman, and now with award-winning interest rates. Zero interest rates on some of the equipment we're selling here at Cowtown USA. The Can-Am, the Segways, the Power Sports available here at Cowtown USA. Get down here. Get you some butt time. 573-885-6300. Cowtown USA.
Real truth.
It keeps the truth.
And host you can trust.
I like all the show hosts.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas.
Boy, it's time to get away. What a great song.
Yeah, it is.
For this segment, welcome back. Morning crew, Dan, Drew, Holly. And we have Deanna Archer on the line with Archer Luxury Travel. We've been talking to Deanna for quite some time, and she's helped a lot of our listeners with getting away and getting somewhere fun.
And she's screaming cold, cold, cold right now in Texas.
Oh, is she? Oh, Deanna, how cold is it in Texas?
It's 50 degrees.
Oh,
it's miserable.
Give me 50. Come on up here, Deanna. It's 29 up here.
No, I can't. I don't have clothing for that. Oh, I'm barely making it. I was at the store looking for sweaters, and my husband's like, it's cold, like 10 days. You don't need this many sweaters. I'm like, it's 50. I'm freezing.
Jeez Louise.
You can hear the sadness in our voice.
I know.
So what do you do about that, Deanna? Do you get on a plane and just go somewhere where it's warmer? Like, where are people going right now?
I mean, do.
Week before Christmas now.
I do. Actually, on Saturday, I'm leaving for the Bahamas.
I feel so bad.
So it was great having you on, Deanna. We wish you a Merry Christmas, and that's all with Deanna.
Boy, this is crazy. This is nuts.
I got to find the warmth, okay?
I bet you
I'm
do.
I'm looking.
That's yes, a lot of people, I mean, do that.
At Thanksgiving in Hawaii, I was cold. I'm like, why is it this cold? And my husband's like, I told you it was this cold. I'm like, yeah, I thought like 75, 80 was warm. I'm used to like 100 now. What is going on?
I don't feel bad.
That just has me, you know, where like I think a normal temperature is 100 degrees, you know? So anything under like 90, I'm like, what's happening here?
Are you staying in the Bahamas for Christmas or just going down for the weekend?
No, we are staying for Christmas. We come back on the 30th, so we'll spend Christmas and almost New Year's. You know, my husband kind of gets it in his head that he has to come back, and then once we're there, he's like, okay, you can change it. We can stay another week, and I'm like, no, we can't because I didn't bring anything. So we'll see how long we end up there, but yeah, we're excited. I mean, we don't go to the typical Nassau that everybody's going to. We go to the Outer Islands. And I actually had a listener call in recently asking to go to the Outer Islands, and I sent her some information yesterday. I'm sending her some more today, and she's looking to go to Eleuthera, which, you know, isn't as safe as it used to be. So there's a lot of things that are different and a lot of things going on in the Bahamas that you want to be careful of. So I'm glad she called, and, you know, we're going to get her fixed up with the right trip and make sure she's going to the right place.
Well, that's why it's always important
for folks to give you a call. Again, you are not in a cubicle. You literally go to these resorts, to these destinations. You've been doing it for well over, I think, 20 years now. You know where to go, where not to go, and you give everybody the best trip possible. Some folks are on a budget. Some folks can spend a little bit more, but you work with everybody. Deanna's phone number is 832-474-9038. ArcherLuxuryTravel.com. That's A-R-C-H-E-R. Also on Facebook and Instagram. Probably too late for someone to get away for this Christmas or New Year, but are we looking at spring break already now, or what are people booking in 2025?
Yeah, we still have some good deals out there for spring break. The airfare is what's killing everybody. So, you know, if you've got points or miles that you can use for your with your credit card, that's the ideal way to use points. So they can do that for the airfare, and then we've got hotel deals. There are still a few hotel and flight deals left for spring break, but not as many as people are thinking. We are booking a ton of summer travel. Italy is being avoided this year because of the Jubilee. You know, anybody going to Italy probably wasn't using a travel agent, and they've made a giant mistake. But everybody else going to Europe is headed to England. The Norwegian fjords are very important this year and next year because cruise ships aren't going to be able to go see them depending on their size here shortly. So a lot of changes are being made, and if people call, we can set them up with the right trip.
When you look at your clientele, you know, you have a huge portfolio. Are people traveling within the States, or are they traveling more, you know, across the pond and down under?
I have a lot of both. I have probably 30% is traveling in the United States, and all the rest is leaving the USA.
How about that?
So whether it be Mexico, Caribbean, Europe, but yeah, 20% stays in the US. They go to the theme parks, they go to Arizona, they go to California, they go up to New York, you know, they go to sometimes even Texas, come to the Riverwalk and things like that. But a lot of times when I have somebody who contacts me, unless it's to one of the theme parks, you know, they contact me and I give them the price to go to someplace like Arizona. They start calculating, you know, the air, the hotel, the food, the rental car. And they're like, I'm better off going to the Caribbean or to Mexico or to Europe for almost the same price. And so it's kind of not making sense right now. And I'm hoping that, you know, with Trump in office here pretty soon, that changes. And that makes it to where people can travel in the United States again. But when, you know, an embassy suite is charging you $200 and something a night.
Oh.
I mean, where are people supposed to go?
Yeah, no kidding. Wow, that's horrible.
That is absolutely wild. The prices are just getting out of control.
But they can do it.
Yeah.
They can do it, you know? And then you're talking about the airfare being like $700-$800 to go to Arizona. I mean, it's $900 to $1,000 to go to Europe. Why would you go to Arizona?
Or exactly. Go to Jamaica or Dominican. Something like that.
Yes. Yep. I mean, that's about the same as Arizona.
Yeah.
You know? So, And then I'll have some people who are like, well, I just don't want to leave the U.S. And I'm like, okay, well, then you're paying, you know, $4,000 to $10,000 to stay inside the U.S. And they're like, well, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And I'm going, I know. And they kind of will say, okay, well, we'll put it off till next year. And I'm like, okay. You know, so I understand what they're saying, but for just a little bit more, you know, go experience another culture. Go to Europe. Go to London.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite cities.
London.
I absolutely love being in London. Yep. Yeah.
It would be a great, I think, great advice for any of our listeners to give you a call just to price things out. Let, you know, Deanna will do all the pricing for you. She'll literally build your itinerary for you. Give her a call, 832-474-9038. You can, again, see all the deals online at ArcherLuxuryTravel.com. But I tell you, folks, she's the person to know in the travel business. Mm-hmm. I would definitely give you... When we can travel, we want to do a cruise. And as soon as Addie, I think, is old enough, I think, and healthy enough, I guess that's the other question or part of our issue. then we'll be traveling and doing a cruise. I think that's what our family wants to do next. So we'll be giving you a call soon.
Yeah. Well, awesome. I look forward to you guys. And I'm sorry it's 37 to one of the listeners and somewhere in Texas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you. Safe travels. We'll talk soon next year.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Deanna.
Deanna Archer, Archer Luxury Travel. It's the Morning Crew, Dan, Drew, and Holly. I believe we connect with Byron Keelan next. Freedom Principal Mo. He has a new media release. We'll talk about it after this.
Kalikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
I am joined with Penny Kent, owner of the 514 and the Tilted Skillet in Washington, Missouri. What do you want listeners to know about your restaurants?
Tracy, we feel the most important thing is for families and friends to come together at the table over made-from-scratch food. We strive to create a friendly, relaxed environment where guests feel comfortable and leave wanting to return.
Please support Tom and Penny Kent, Christian patriots and the owners of the 514 and the Tilted Skillet in Washington, Missouri.
Hey, it's Steven from the Photo Pros. I'm the former owner of Creevcore Camera. We've been advertising on this station for just a little while, and we want you to know that the amount of customers wanting us to personally handle their scans, restorations, videotape transfers, movies, and more has been incredible. We absolutely love taking care of your most valuable history, all your photographs, and more. Again, we preserve film, movies, slides, and photos by the thousands. Just Google Creevcore Camera or the Photo Pros to find us.
Ladies and gentlemen,
are you ready for this?
It's the Real Talk Radio Network app, and it is free.
Wow, you really got your money's worth with this.
Learn it, know it, embrace it.
Do you think you can handle it?
Interact with our host and audience.
I'm interactive on the app quite a bit.
Keep the Real Talk Radio Network anywhere you are, even beyond our radio signals. Go to your favorite app store to get it free. Just look for the Eagle logo.
You asked for this. You asked for it.
The Real Talk Radio Network app.
Bring it on, baby.
Real talk.
Real listeners.
I am a truck driver.
Yes, sir.
I listen to you guys when I delivered a load of salt into St. Louis last couple of years ago, and I've been hooked on you guys ever since. I tell everybody wherever I deliver and pick up, this is a radio station you need to listen to. It's a patriotic station, and it's Christ-related. Everybody on the station preaches that the Lord is the way to go. Keep up the good work. I keep listening.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
Merry Christmas.
Hello to all from Jones Air and Water Treatment, to all the listeners of Real Talk Radio. At this time of the year, I would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a safe and prosperous New Year. And let's all remember the reason for the season is Christ. Let's all make him proud.
Hey, friends, it's Pastor Brad from the Spirit Realm on the Real Talk Radio Network, and I am wishing you the very best Christmas season.
Life sure can throw you a lot of curveballs.
Strike three, you're out.
When buying or selling real estate, that's the last thing you need. When it comes to navigating the real estate field, you need the winning team on your side. The Rick and Tracy Ellis team, the MVPs of the housing market. Whether you're buying or selling, count on the Rick and Tracy Ellis team to hit it out of the park every time.
Call Rick or Tracy Ellis with eXp Realty at 636-299-3702 or visit TracyEllis.com.
The voice of the next generation of conservatives. Charlie Kirk with strong conservative values.
The respect of individual rights, that all of us are made in the image of God and that the people are the sovereign and that the people in charge, senators, congressmen, governors, mayors, county clerks, they're there because of the permission of their voters. The voters have the power. The people are sovereign. This is Charlie Kirk, and I'm proud to be part of the Real Talk Radio Network. Tune in to the Charlie Kirk Show Monday through Friday at 11 to 2 p.m. to get the news before it's news.
Real Talk Radio gets results.
Hey, Real Talk listeners, this is Everett Jones from Jones Air and Water Treatment. I got to say that the investment I've had in Real Talk Radio has been awesome. I appreciate all the business that comes my way from you listeners.
Our creative department will work with you to develop an effective commercial and ad campaign to put your message out to our continually growing, attentive, and loyal audience.
You are no-nonsense kind of people.
Call 636-299-3702 today to join the Real Talk family.
You're a patriot.
The real patriots are on.
We're fighting for our rights right now.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
sing?
Yeah.
I love this song.
Really? No matter if you're in the worst of moods.
I literally just started dancing. You're so right. Yeah.
I mean, this changes your mood instantly.
It is.
This
yeah.
is a classic it's, song.
You can thank Byron for that.
I love it.
Byron requested this.
Oh, I can just he see did. Byron yeah. dancing to this right now.
Absolutely.
You have a camera
on? I have my camera on.
Byron Keelan, Freedom Principle Mode, joining us here in the crew.
Hey, buddy.
Right before Christmas. Hey, welcome you? In. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. Getting ready for Christmas. And, you know, just unfortunately, it won't probably, it might be white. I don't know. Who never knows?
Not here. Up, but, not no. here.
That's what, are you racist or something?
Yeah, that's a big strong there.
White Chris.
I keep saying this, but I need to get some honey.
Honey?
I always forget. Yeah, Byron's wife makes the best honey.
Really?
Yes.
You have bees, don't you?
That's right.
They have bees.
Oh, my goodness.
The honeybees. Yeah, I got the honey last year, I believe. And
it's so good.
It's gone.
I am not a honey person. Sandy loves honey, and we try to get local honey.
Mm-hmm. Well, here you go.
Yeah.
Now you have a source.
I do.
Call Byron, Dan.
Beautiful.
Well, Byron, I want your thoughts on this. You know, we were talking earlier this hour about Speaker Johnson and Vivek and Musk and Trump and this whole budget deal. You know, Rand Paul, he calls Speaker Mike Johnson a weak man after a spending deal is revealed. It's a sad day for America if this were to get passed, right? And then our buddy Ryan Height in The Reckoning sends me this tweet from Rand Paul here saying, "The Speaker of the House need not be a member of Congress. Nothing would disrupt the swamp more than electing Elon Musk. Think about it. Nothing's impossible, not to mention the joy at seeing the collective establishment, a.k.a. the Uniparty, lose their ever-loving minds."
Mm-mm. I don't like this.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I saw an article, I think, in Gateway Pundit about the fact, or Charlie Kirk put it out on Twitter, I think, about the possibility that Trump pushed for Matt Gaetz to be Speaker of the House, since he's not going to be in Congress, too. So I think Mike Johnson has proven that he is not the leader that we expected him to be. The fact is that I understand that the Senate is controlled by Democrats and the White House is still controlled by somebody other than Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. But the fact is that the House is Republican controlled and you don't need Democrats to vote for it. You have enough to get the bill passed that you need. They can't filibuster in the House, so why not pass a bill that you want and then send it to the Senate and then let them be the ones that block it by putting in all the pork and all the other, you know, garbage that's in there. I mean, you know, there's a bunch of stuff in there that deals with the medical freedom stuff that, you know, allows these globalist organizations to have control over our medical access and stuff. And it's like, how can you guys keep saying that you support freedom and then yet you keep giving powers to the WHO, the UN, these other globalist organizations and things like that? So it really is frustrating when we have a speaker that will not stand up for the core, the values.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then they expand their medical coverage and their salaries.
Well, they get them out of Obamacare.
They
let them opt out of Obamacare into something better. But it's not, the something better isn't for you, the American people.
No.
Nope, not for you. Mm-hmm. Just for Congress and the government.
Yeah.
And so it's, you know, it is frustrating to see because, you know, well, if we just wait until, you know, when, you know, we'll just get through this time and then, you know, when Trump gets in office, we will... we'll make the changes necessary. And the simple fact is that you actually probably have less of a majority in a new Congress coming up than you do now. So why not at least just get, you know, at least pass the short-term things like the emergency relief for North Carolina and for the farmers, but then leave the rest of it alone and shut down the government and wait till January 20th. Who cares? The military is still going to be fighting for us if Russia launches a nuclear warhead. So it's not as if we're, you know, telling the army to go home.
But now, will the IRS be shut down?
No, I mean, nothing gets shut down, really, other than, you know, really nothing is, because they're all considered, for the most part, essential. And the simple fact is that when they do get shut down, when they bring the government back, they end up giving them back pay. So why not?
Yeah, that's right.
This is true.
You know, so it's a waste of, this whole stuff is just big government Republicans, big government Democrats, you know.
No
trying
doubt.
To destroy the rest of our country.
It'll be wild to see, though, if Speaker Johnson, or if he no longer becomes Speaker, I mean, who gets elected to that position or selected, I guess. We'll see. That'll be something to watch in January.
I'm going to be curious if Ann Wagner supports this bill, considering that Mike Johnson basically threw her under the bus when it came to the, the Defense Committee. You know, she lost the ranking member in the House, and Johnson was supposed to put out an endorsement for her, but apparently only just put out a half-hearted effort, and it cost her chairmanship to another gentleman. And so I'm just curious if what her stance is on this, whether or not she still supports Johnson, or if she's going to, you know, vote for these bloated things that she continues to do.
Wow, that is interesting with Ann Wagner, because, man, she needs to go. But
there's a lot of people that need to go.
I know.
I'll tell you what, though, it was cool. I saw your tweet, or I think it was on your Facebook page a couple days ago, about in Missouri, a lot of your Freedom Principle Missouri members were casting their ballots for Trump and Vance for president and VP.
Yeah, we have our membership continues to grow, and you know, we had two electors for the president who were two members who were presidential electors, so selecting Trump and Vance for president and vice president. And you know, we've got our influence on the state GOP committee continues to grow. You know, we have about 15% of our members are part of the state committee. So that's going to help make sure that the GOP adheres to, you know, GOP principles and things. And when you look at it, going back to the convention, 20% of our 20% of the RNC delegates to the convention were Freedom Principle members.
That's incredible.
So this is why we, we're growing our influence. We need people to join our organization. Go to freedomprinciplemo.org, because when we go to Jefferson City, they know that that we have a very powerful voice in Jefferson City, and that, you know, we are going to do our best to get conservative principles passed in the legislature. And so, that's why we just need to continue to build that support.
Your organization is very influential. I know that I meet with you a whole bunch, not just because you're my constituent, but because you guys do your research. You're very intelligent on things that are coming up, on bills that are filed. I mean, you guys do a lot of work on stuff, and it is not easy, right? Because there are so many bills that are filed, but you guys are really on top of things, and so it's such a great resource for us as legislators.
Oh, for sure.
But we need to grow your organization, absolutely. And what I really appreciate about you guys is that you're level-headed and you work with us, not against us. And I just want to say how much I appreciate the Freedom Principle.
Absolutely. It's what, $30 for individual, $50 for family, correct?
Yeah, and you know, we're getting ready to unveil some big things. You know, we just filed, actually, I'll just breaking news here. We just filed paperwork to form the Freedom Principle Missouri First Foundation. And so we're actually adding a foundation along with our association and PAC so that we can do training, you know, get grant money from our donor money, charitable contributions, to do education programs to teach young kids to get involved in government. You know, we're last year we worked with Turning Point USA on bringing people down to Jefferson City and having them meet with the legislators and getting them involved and talking about getting involved in the process. We're actually working again with Turning Point USA to try to do that on a statewide level and bring, you know, a couple hundred kids, high school kids to Jefferson City and get them involved in that same thing again. So
this
will allow us to help fund some of those efforts and to do more training on other aspects or other programs, you know, do research on public policy issues, kind of to help fund, to help us with our legislative issues. You know, there's not a lot of, you know, when you guys write these bills, they're very confusing sometimes. And I don't think it's you guys. I think it's your HR research groups that like to put all these legal terms and stuff. And so we have to do a lot of research. And so this will help us develop policy to get to work with you guys on and trying to further the more conservative cause.
I like when you guys go out and call out and expose what's going on, and that's what you're doing right now with St. Louis City. They had this board bill, 137, and they propose the Gateway Card ID program, and you're slamming them as this is a waste of taxpayer resources to protect illegal immigrants. Talk about that for our listeners. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so what I find interesting about this whole program is that the City of St. Louis Democrats are now wanting to issue ID cards, which I thought, you know, we always thought that they were, according to them, they were racist. So,
oh, that's right. They are.
Yeah. It just depends on the day. You
know, yeah.
Yeah. And so, but they want to create these ID cards, which are not state recognized ID cards. So you can't use them to vote. You can't use them to buy cigarettes. You can't use them to buy alcohol. You can't use them to do anything except for access city services. And so this card, you know, there's already multiple organizations out there that provide state ID cards that are legal and do it for free or at a minimal cost. And so instead of creating another government program that specifically really is to cater to illegal immigrants, is to give them some sort of status. Well, they're in the city, and you know, and so they have an ID card. So you know, you shouldn't deport them because they're part of our community now. Is really what the whole premise is. You know, this organization that is backing this thing is funded by Bill de Blasio.
It's so unnecessary. I mean,
you didn't, you know, basically, it's a Costco membership card. This is what it's equivalent to.
Oh boy.
You know, it. But the simple fact is that these cards will be used for people to try and vote, because once you get them, you know, hey, look, I got an ID card. But they're not asking for anybody to provide proof of
who no they verification
are.
Or anything.
Yeah. And in fact, the group that's backing this actually discourages asking for Social Security number, birth date, or any type of immigration status.
Unreal.
Now,
sure,
you tell
they
me.
Do.
What that is. And so with the Trump administration coming in, it's very possible that the city could lose federal dollars if they don't comply with the deportation programs and stuff. And so if they're trying to protect these illegal immigrants, then the City of St. Louis residents will suffer by losing resources.
Wow. So they can take their they can go to Costco and buy a 72 count thing of Charmin and then go vote or try and go vote.
Well, they can try to go vote, but yeah. You know, but the simple fact is that, you know, the only place good for a Costco card is at Costco. You can't go to, you know, you can't go to vote with a Costco card. You can't open up a bank account. You can't buy a car. And that's exactly what this is. So we've actually, I've put a call into Denny Hoskins. He hasn't called me back yet, but obviously he's busy with the transition stuff. And since he doesn't really have any authority yet to do anything, but once he takes office, we'll be going down to Jefferson City and talking with him and try to get him to block this.
Absolutely. Beautiful. I know you'll be watching it and following it and sharing things with us here on the network. We appreciate you. Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Yep, take care, guys.
All right,
yep,
that's Byron Keelan, freedomprinciplemo.org. God sent you his love.
Howdy, I'm David with Fed from the Farm. We raise the best 100% grass-fed to finish beef, pasture-raised pork, lamb, and eggs you've ever tasted. And we deliver it right to your door. Raised right, grass-fed means no grain ever, no GMOs, and no mRNA vaccines either. In today's chaos, your family needs a farmer you can trust. and a healthy source of food you can count on even when the store shelves are bare. You can order online at fedfromthefarm.com and get started making a difference for the health of your family and transforming the landscape your children's children will inherit.
We are honored to be your farmers.
Frustrated with old, stained, cracked, or plain dull concrete? Stonecraft Epoxy Resurfacing is your one-stop shop, producing some of the most beautiful concrete surfaces in the country. They're family-owned and serve the greater St. Louis area with unparalleled prep and warranty. Owner Sean Wolf is known as the Concrete Doctor. With nearly 20 years of experience and innovations, words can't describe Stonecraft's exceptional work. So see for yourself at StonecraftSTL.com. Call 314-665-3126. Stonecraft Epoxy Resurfacing, making concrete great again.
Ultimate Defense Firing Range in St. Peter's provides the knowledge, tools, and experience to protect yourself and the people you care about. With 18 state-of-the-art indoor lanes and training courses for all skill levels, you'll be prepared to stop a threat when it matters most. Their expert team can guide you in selecting the perfect firearms for your needs. They also buy guns, everything from single firearms to entire collections. Ultimate Defense, conveniently located off Highway 79 in St. Peter's. Visit udrange.com to learn more.
Sister Chicks Flowers in Union, Missouri wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Sister Chicks offers a wide variety of floral designs and gifts for every occasion, from weddings and parties to holidays and losses. Sister Chicks is locally owned and operated. We support the Second Amendment, our law enforcement, and we strive to carry many products made in America. Sister Chicks Flowers, 636-388-2262 or sisterchicksflowers.com.
Talk.
I've replaced the other button with you guys.
Real truth.
I don't see any competition at this point.
The voice of freedom.
Well, the tide is finally turning, and Kamala's speech is slurring. Thank God we're saying bye to Joe. Screw the woke, screw the woke, screw the woke. And the mainstream media's dying. Their viewers shaving their heads and crying. What is a woman? Well, they still don't know. Screw the woke, screw the woke, screw the woke.
They tried to stop us. I
know. I think he just sits at home and he scours for this good stuff for us.
Fight, fight, fight. Yeah.
Fight, fight, fight.
The left really thought they'd beat the right. And they fought, but they lost, thank the Lord. Now January is coming.
Oh, I can't talk, I just want to play.
Half of Hollywood's already running.
There we go. Oh,
they're finding new countries to call home. Screw the woke, screw the woke, screw the woke.
That is fantastic.
Good job, Dan.
Real good.
You did it
real
again.
Real good
work. Oh, thanks.
It's the Real Talk Radio Network, 93.3 here in St. Louis and points west, 104.3 up north, 107.3 down south into the Ozarks. Online anytime, realtalk933.com. Or, of course, our app is available for you in your Apple or Google store. And in that app right now, you will see the Grinch, Ryan Height. Of course, he's the host of The Reckoning.
Poor Ryan.
Well, Kim... Yeah. We were talking to Deanna Archer, and we've talked about this for quite some time. She goes, Real Talk Cruise. Dan, you, how many cruises were you on with your past radio career?
Oh, actually, we took one cruise, but we did...
Okay, well, that didn't help.
No, no. Well, we did one cruise, but each year we would go, we would take at least 100 listeners or more, if we could take more, but generally it was 100 because that's all the resort we could get. And we would go to all-inclusive resorts. So we've been to Jamaica like five or six times.
That's what I was thinking of.
Dominican, like...
Station trips.
Station trips with listeners. And we would go, and we went to Jamaica, Mexico, and Dominican.
I think that would be fun.
Oh, tremendous.
Kim says, Real Talk Cruise, I'm down.
I think
Dan would be down.
I'm good with a cruise.
Holly said she was down. Ryan, I'm a solid no on that one. Y'all have fun. Maybe a river cruise.
I'm also
maybe.
Up for, in the summer, a Real Talk float trip.
Okay, rafting?
Yeah.
That would be
fun.
I like rafting.
Yeah, me too.
We went on a our last listener trip.
Yeah.
Was the Rhine River cruise in Europe. We started in Amsterdam, ended in Switzerland.
That was a fun time.
That was the last cruise that we took or anything like that. But, oh my goodness.
We really need to get Deanna.
That was unbelievable.
Cassie Watson in the app says she's down.
I think
unbelievable.
Yeah. I think more people would be down to do something like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
Might be a little pricey, but we
well, we know somebody.
A date. We know someone with that has a hookup.
Could help us out.
We can budget it out.
Well, mm-hmm. and if you get so many people, then you can, you know, yeah, maybe get a discount mm-hmm. or something
I'm
like
just
that.
Saying.
But I'm telling you, that European River Cruise was unbelievable.
I bet it was.
I heard that my friends did a Viking on the, I can't remember which river they went on, but it was really,
oh,
they
yeah,
there's
several
it.
Of the cruises
but the Viking,
out there.
Ooh, I looked yeah. at that. Yeah. Dang. That's expensive.
We were on the cruise. I took my daughter, because she had just graduated, and took my daughter, and we stayed on the Strauss deck. It was a composer's. It was a composer's cruise, and I specifically requested the Strauss deck.
Of course you did.
So we took a picture of us right in the with our name right above us.
He's famous.
I love it.
Have you gone out to Charles Marx yet, Dan? Though.
No, but I need to talk to you off the air.
Okay.
I can't talk about this on the air, but I need to talk to you and him off the air.
Well, you need to go. Holly needs to go. All of our listeners need to go. I've been. I was there a couple weeks ago. Got my, I didn't get anything. I looked at a few things.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh. You yeah. need to talk about
you
it on the air.
Save.
Some ideas.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Dumb button. Becky doesn't listen to me anyway.
Both on air and off.
Exactly.
Yes.
I got myself some. Never mind. Anyway, go see Charles Marx. Marx Jewelry Company.
Does he have coal? You
jewelry.
Got yourself some coal?
No, jewelry. No coal there, unfortunately. But you got to get your items, because any sale, any qualified jewelry purchase right now between today's date and any time this month through Christmas Eve, your entire purchase will be free if it snows 3 inches or more on New Year's Eve.
So they pay you back.
Pay you back. You get a full refund, but it has to snow 3 inches or more at Lambert on New Year's Eve. That could be possible.
Can somebody call those folks in weather modification and like let them know what's going on over here?
Holly, I think you have the hookup.
And just go dump right there at Lambert.
Just dump it on Lambert.
All flights are grounded today. Either way, go see Charles for questions. His phone number is 636-639-0835. Again, 636-639-0835. He's in Wentzville, across the street basically from us, 5 minutes from the station, 504 West Pierce Boulevard. Oh, so many people will travel to go see Charles. It's a destination now at Mark's Jewelry. We have people coming from Salem, Sullivan. And that's not a quick little drive.
No, it's not. That's
no, hard. That's wild.
And
that's
for them to come up there to get their repairs or to get their watches or rings or earrings or whatever for the holidays.
Oh,
come
my
on.
Goodness.
Now, speaking of that, somebody in the app yesterday said they traveled 2 hours to come and go to 514 and Twist Tilted Skillet
and
stuff.
Oh, yeah, that was
really?
So, yeah, like when you advertise with Real Talk, it makes an impact. I mean, people are coming to your place of business or using your services. It's incredible.
Yeah.
We're all
they
over.
Came from Perry County.
Yeah,
we're
where everywhere. Is that?
Carol. That was Keith Carroll.
Yeah, but that's far.
Well,
it's like 2 hours.
Yeah, down in St. Genevieve.
It's awesome.
If you want to be a part of this lovely family that we got here at Real Talk, you can definitely email us or call Tracy. We'd love to advertise you and your business in 2025. It's the Morning Crew, Dan, Drew, and Holly. Your national anthem is coming up at 8:06.
There's nothing worse than watching your prized possession get pummeled by hail. Don't say,
"Oh, hail."
Just rub your badly damaged vehicle 3 times and say,
"Oh, magic man."
And Kevin Gotch, the man with magic hands from Washington Dent Company, will instantly appear and make all the damage go away like it was never there. We'll actually call Kevin at Washington Dent Company, 636-575-0681.
Thank you, magic man.
Hi, guys. Rick Dane with the Cowtown USA, an award-winning store with an award-winning technicians, award-winning salesman, and now with award-winning interest rates. Zero interest rates on some of the equipment we're selling here at Cowtown USA. The Can-Am, the Segways, the Power Sports, available here at Cowtown USA. Get down here. Get you some butt time. 573-885-6300. Cowtown USA.
The Rob Carter Show.
It is time to shine in the Show Me State.
Do the hustle!
With a super majority of Republicans in Missouri, we still have DEI in schools. We still have to pay personal property taxes, and half of our budget comes from the feds. Are GOP voters getting hustled?
Do the hustle!
Join me weekday mornings from 9 to 11 a.m. on The Rob Carter Show.
The Rob Carter Show on the Real Talk Radio Network. The Real Talk Radio Network presents Liberal Meltdowns.
No, 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 what the hell? You cannot be serious. How did I wake up to this garbage as my president? That's right, garbage.
I'm a trans woman with a baby on the way. What am I going to do, keep it?
They're idiots, dude. They're idiots.
While the liberals are melting down, we're heating up. The Real Talk Radio Network. The Real Talk Radio Network. KRTK Herman. KVMO Vandalia. KRTE Steelville. The voice of freedom.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. Congressional lawmakers are scrambling after President-elect Donald Trump rejected a bipartisan stopgap measure to prevent a government shutdown.
It was already going to be a heavy lift for Republicans and Democrats to come together on a bill that would avoid a shutdown before midnight Friday, as well as provide $100 billion in disaster aid and $10 billion in economic relief for farmers. But that heavy lift got much more difficult on Wednesday when President-elect Donald Trump came out against the bill.
That's correspondent Kevin Frecking reporting. Israel's defense minister warns Yemen's Houthi rebels against attacks.
Israel's defense minister says the country would not allow the continuation of shooting from Yemen's Houthi rebels. Hours after Israel launched heavy airstrikes on rebel sites, Israel Katz adds, I suggest the leaders of the Houthi organization to see, to understand and remember, whoever raises a hand against the state of Israel has a hand that will be cut off. Whoever harms us will be harmed sevenfold back. The statement follows a series of intense Israeli strikes that shook Yemen's capital and a port city shortly after a Houthi missile targeted central Israel and badly damaged a school building. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The suspect charged with shooting to death a health insurance company executive on a Manhattan street is attending hearings on related Pennsylvania criminal charges and efforts to extradite him to New York. Luigi Mangione faces a preliminary hearing on forgery and firearms charges and consideration of a fugitive from justice complaint. The UK's central bank is keeping interest rates on hold as inflation moves further above its target rate. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 312 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So, you know, as they say, one person's personal information is another person's treasure.
Exactly. That's why I use NordVPN every time I surf the web. Features like Threat Protection Pro safeguard devices from phishing websites and disable intrusive ads and trackers. Just check NordVPN.com, grab the deal, and see for yourself. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
Attention American homeowners, you're under attack. Your home and equity could be vulnerable to cyber thieves. There's only one company that completely stops them, and that company is Equity Protect. Equity Protect prevents any attempts to steal your home, equity, and ownership 24/7. Get your free risk report today by texting the word HOME to 94878. That's right, text the word HOME to 94878 to get your free risk report. keep your equity and
legacy. Real Talk Radio Network weather brought to you by the Rick and Tracy Ellis team with EXP Realty.
Partly sunny day, pretty good for the month of December with a high temperature in the upper 40s, clear and cold tonight with a low in the upper 20s. Breezy and colder behind our latest cold front on Friday. Friday's high dipping into the mid-30s. Over the weekend, it's cold and dry. High temperatures both Saturday and Sunday in the upper 30s. A good chance for rain early next week. I'm Fox 2 News meteorologist Chris Higgins for the Real Talk Radio Network.
I am joined with Penny Kent, owner of the 514 and the Tilted Skillet in Washington, Missouri. What do you want listeners to know about your restaurants?
Tracy, we feel the most important thing is for families and friends to come together at the table over made-from-scratch food. We strive to create a friendly, relaxed environment where guests feel comfortable and leave wanting to return.
Please support Tom and Penny Kent, Christian patriots and the owners of the 514 and the Tilted Skillet in Washington, Missouri.
Hi, folks. Richard West here with Overstock Outlet, your family-owned discount store of brand-name products. New location in Warrenton at the old Kroger store at the intersection of Highway 47 and Highway M. Both stores will continue to bring you great deals from Macy's, Sam's, Home Depot, and many more. Visit our store in Lake St. Louis, conveniently located at the intersection of Highway N and Lake St. Louis Boulevard, and in Warrenton at the old Kroger store at the intersection of Highway 47 and Highway M. Check us out on Facebook for weekly deals. You never know what we'll have.
Wear your love of freedom with Real Talk Radio Network merchandise and apparel.
From stylish caps, t-shirts, hoodies, and more.
Wear your true colors of the red, white, and blue.
Every purchase supports the conservative values we cherish so much, as well as the Real Talk Radio Network.
Shop now. Visit our website for great gifts and apparel at realtalk933.com.
Visit realtalk933.com today and order your Real Talk Radio apparel.
That's realtalk933.com.
Mark Levin.
People have had enough of useless Republicans, or worse. The nation is unraveling and these fools act like it's just another day. It's not. This is Mark Levin. All of us at the Real Talk Radio Network are working hard to take back our country. Join me live Monday to Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. on the Real Talk Radio Network. Or download the app at the Google or Apple Store. Look for the Real Talk 93.3 Patriot Eagle logo.
The Dan and True Morning Crew.
Social media has been nuts all week long.
Okay, so since Trump won the election, we're cooked, yup. I'm going to be leaving the U.S. and I'm going to be moving to Hawaii. So we'll see how it goes. And I'll update you guys.
Wow. Anybody going to tell him?
Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on the Real Talk Radio Network.
The views and opinions of the following program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, ownership, or sponsors of the Real Talk Radio Network. Portions may be pre-recorded.
This is the Real Talk Radio Network.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Wow.
I say it a lot.
Wowzers.
That's my favorite.
I think it might be my favorite, too. Who is that again?
The Gaithers.
The Gaithers.
Yeah.
Oh. Acapella music, to me, is a different thing altogether.
Oh, it is.
I mean, it hits you different.
Yeah.
You feel it in your bones different. I mean, it's just, ooh.
Yeah, and the Pentatonics do great, obviously, during Christmas time.
Oh, I love them.
Have you ever seen the Six show in Branson?
No.
They're brothers. It's a family. There's actually 10 of them, but six of them perform down there, and they go on tour throughout the off season. But they're all a cappella as well.
You're not going to be happy until I'm in Branson.
I agree.
He's selling it to us.
I'm telling you, you got to go check it out.
I know.
Sandy was already talking about next week sometime or doing something over the weekend.
Let's do it.
Branson.
I'll go back.
Me too.
Let's do a morning crew remote in Branson.
Hey, there
Let's
we go.
Do it.
I know a few people down there that could probably help us out with that, but
hey.
I don't know. Anyway, it's the morning crew. Christmas time is here. We love it, and we love Kevin Gotch and the Washington Dent Company, always sponsoring the program, always sponsoring the national anthem and this Real Talk Radio Network. Go see Kevin, 501 East 5th Street. Right past Sonic, super easy to find. You can't miss it. Paintless dent repair, insurance approved, the quickest and best way to have your vehicle repaired. So call Kevin today, 636-575-0681. He is the guy to call when everyone else says it can't be done. He will treat you like family. That's why you trust your repair to a local reputable company. He will make your vehicle look brand new. He's been doing it for some time now, and go to his Facebook page, see the testimonials. He will even put pictures in the app sometimes of a before vehicle, and then he'll put the after, and it's truly like his slogan, dent repair like it was never there. It's incredible.
So if you go to somewhere mm-hmm. else, just to say somebody out there has a dent in their car,
yeah.
they take mm-hmm. it to somebody and they said, nah, we can't do anything with that.
Can't fix it.
Then what do you do?
You call the magic man.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You go see Kevin. All right.
Yeah. You call the magic man.
Or you can save yourself that step and just go see Kevin anyway.
Yeah. That too.
There you go.
But that's what I would do. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Your reasons why, of course, quality of repair, time, effectiveness. That's another thing. Some people will go to a place and it's like, oh, yeah, I can do that 6-8 weeks.
Yeah.
No, need it now. And, mm-hmm. and Kevin will get it done very quickly. And it's all the... Also, the cost saved that all adds up to value unparalleled in the industry. So give Kevin a call again, 636-575-0681. Ask for the magic man with mm-hmm. magic hands.
Oh.
He's a magic man. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, baby. I love it. Absolutely love it. And don't forget, speaking of loving, you mentioned 514 Tilted Skillet. Kevin or Keith Carroll went up there last
yeah.
week, drove 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
If you do business with Kevin, if you have $1,000 worth of damage, you get a $100 kickback gift card to either one of those restaurants. $500 worth of damage, you get a $50 gift card to either one of those restaurants. So I'm just saying, it's a win.
A win for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Winning. Speaking of winning, I think that was our program yesterday. Especially in the 8 o'clock hour when Holly went off.
Did I?
No, I think you just told
like
the truth.
Yeah.
And truth hurts mm-hmm. sometimes for people.
Yeah, it does. I got a lot of love.
Oh, you do?
I appreciate
it. No. Well, you had some haters, don't get me wrong, right?
Oh, just 100 or so.
No, I think you, I think 4 were very, very loud. But either way, you had a lot of calls after the fact that yeah. praised you. A lot of people that were listening to the program yesterday. We got a great comment forwarded onto us from Rick and Tracy. They say, listening to this station today, this is like the new KMOX. I grew up listening to that station. My folks always had it on at the house. 93.3 reminds me of those days, and they referenced Jack Carney because he was a regular host in that morning show.
Jack Carney did middays.
Yeah. Okay, right.
Yeah.
But they're comparing our morning show into Rob's show yesterday.
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh, yeah.
What a compliment.
Yeah. Their morning show, who was it? Bob Hardy was on there and some other people. But that's when radio was good, when back then. they weren't, they would report the news and they would have some fun. Jack Carney was the king of live commercial reads until Frank O'Pinion came along.
I would agree with that.
And people would compare Frank to Jack Carney all the time. And Frank would say, no, I'm nowhere near Jack Carney. But no, I truly believe that Frank was better than Jack Carney. But Jack Carney started all of that, and he vetted his sponsors and everything. But the shows that they put on were tremendous, and they were good. Actually, it was good radio back then.
That's awesome.
And KMOX was not this liberal whatever.
Yeah, it was the Mighty Mox.
Yes.
Back in the day. What it is now, they've lost so much power.
It's terrible.
And it's sad.
Yeah, it's so bad.
As ratings come out and you can see the numbers go down, and our numbers kind of are a big part of that. I mean, look what happened this year. Missouri's Best Radio, we got that award from our listeners.
Yeah, I was thinking
about this last night, because I'm not going to lie. Full transparency, I was kind of down yesterday. It bothers me to think that people think that I would, you know, go against their wishes, etc. But there is a level of how do I want to say this? The conservative people in the Missouri House and the Senate are in a vast minority, and so those of us that fight every single day are scrutinized so heavily. Nobody bothers the moderates. There's a group of conservative grassroots that they're very loud in the House. They're very involved in policy, which is so great that we have these folks that will, you know, hold us accountable and be with us and stand with us and give us good information and these kinds of things. But they don't mess with the moderates. And that's the vast majority, right? They don't mess with the moderates. They know that the moderates are going to do their thing. But the conservatives, the few of us, maybe the 10 of us, which is really being, you know, generous, they come at us like we are supposed to do every single thing that they say, and they just eat their own so badly. And then if we do one thing that they don't like because we think that that's best, they are ready to call for your replacement. They want you out. It's unbelievable the bullying that happens.
They wanted you fired yesterday.
And they want me fired from the station. But yet I can do every single thing that they like throughout the year. I always stand with them. I agree on their policy. I work with those guys. And by the way, when other reps talk just mad smack on them, I have their back. But guess what? Guess whose back they don't have? Mine.
Right.
It's really sad.
But we love you, huh?
We do. And Amber does, too, on the Facebook feed. And you can watch the show on Facebook, Rumble, Cloud Hub. Not Cloud Hub. I'm sorry. Facebook, Rumble, X, and Instagram now. Yeah. Holly, I can't thank you enough for keeping us aware of what's going on. You didn't get enough praise yesterday for actually standing up. Not many people are actually doing that.
Well, I had some reps even call me and say, I would have never said what you said. Yeah. I would have never put my neck out there. But I did this for folks, and you're not always going to like me. You're not always going to like how I vote and what I do, but I'll be honest about it.
Truth hurts, sparks won't win. All right, Morning Crew, right back. All the way home I'll be warm, and the fire is slowly dying.
And my dear, we're still goodbye. I'm John Dew from Titan Hill Armory in Washington, Missouri. It's my favorite time of the year, the hunting and holidays. Come on down and see us for the latest gear from Browning, Ruger, Bergara, and many other brands. Have an old firearm that's just not performing? Let one of our professional gunsmiths tune it up or trade it in for whatever new gun you want. And don't worry about finding ammo. We are fully stocked. Come and see us at Washington, Missouri, or online at TitanHillArmory.com.
For residential and commercial trash, recycling, and yard waste services, it's Grace Hauling. Grace Hauling can get it done. They're family-owned and been in business since 1998. And most of all, they strive to honor our Lord and Savior. They'll give you the best service possible and competitive pricing. And their on-the-go hauling roll-off division has containers from 10 to 40 yards. GraceHauling.com or call 636-398-8060 or on the go at 636-828-5929.
Medicare coverage can be confusing and overwhelming. Mark Hart's Insurance Medicare Specialist, with his over 40 years' experience and expertise, will put you at ease and take the confusion out of Medicare coverage. Mark makes it easy. His clients are like family. Absolutely no cost or obligation for a review of your coverage to make sure you are in the plan that will provide the most benefits and the lowest costs. For one-stop shopping for Medicare plans, call Mark Hart Insurance Medicare Specialist at 314-276-9675. 314-276-9675.
Steve Tornatore is a native St. Louisan who has been in the financial industry over 20 years. Prestige Financial Group asks questions and get to know you. Your best interest is always top of mind at Prestige Financial Group. They will formulate a realistic plan and help you navigate as your life evolves. An initial free quick phone call can get you started on the road to financial peace. Call Steve Tornatore today at 314-574-1206. That's 314-574-1206.
The Reckoning.
Hey, it's Ryan Height. Come and join me every weekday at 4 for The Reckoning here on Real Talk Radio. We have a lot to cover through January. We're going to have new cabinet picks, the Outsider Dream Team, Trump Agenda 47 coming at us like a freight train, and a brand new House and Senate and statewide offices here in Missouri. We have a lot of unpacking to do through the lens of truth, and we're going to do it with faith, family, and freedom in mind every weekday at 4 here on The Reckoning.
The Reckoning.
Real talk. Real folks.
They keep me inspired.
Real issues.
This is the Real Talk Radio Network.
It's that time. Christmas time is here. Everybody knows there's not a better time of year. Hear that sleigh. Santa's on his way. Hip hip hooray for Christmas vacation. Got a ton of stuff to celebrate.
Now Big Fox was talking about it. Home Alone or Christmas Vacation?
It's a really hard one for me.
I don't think so at all.
I'm still Home Alone though.
I'm Home Alone. Not because there's two movies, but I think it's just funny.
So funny.
And some great sights and sounds and music along the way. Christmas Vacation is a good movie too, but
so
I think
good.
Home Alone trumps it.
I like Christmas Vacation a lot, but I think I like Home Alone better.
Yep. Okay. I'm with you. FitnessZone.com, proud sponsor of The Crew. Call or text Greg Weber, the owner, directly, 256-508-5941. Been around since 1996. They only provide their customers with the very best quality fitness products and expert service. They have online right now treadmills, elliptical cross trainers, different bikes and cycles and stair climbers, cross training equipment. All the accessories are there for your home gym, for your commercial gym. Get online right now, fitnesszone.com. Take a look at their Facebook page. You're going to get free shipping. You're going to get assembly. You're going to get financing. You're going to get price match. But you got to call or text Greg Weber, the owner, directly with your questions and your order. He will take care of you. 256-508-5941. What you won't experience at a Walmart is, you know, you putting a treadmill in a cart and trying to walk out with it. No, that's not going to happen because Walmart now, you know, remember they were the rollback, what, king and queen?
Oh,
I guess
prices
that was
are
their,
rollback. Yeah, rollback.
Yeah, that was their tagline in the 90s.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, now they're rolling out the use of employee body cams.
Ooh, man.
To help combat shoplifting and bad customer behavior.
Oh, wow.
Not everywhere, really just in the Dallas, Texas market because of, I guess it's a big crime ring down there. But hello, look at all the crime that's happened in St. Louis at Walmarts.
Yeah.
If this works, I mean, in Dallas, do you think this becomes a new trend?
It might. It might, but one thing that could really screw it up is like, hey, Bob, listen, we need to head over to Notions and check some things out. I think somebody's, Bob, are you there? Bob, where are you?
Oh,
don't turn the camera on.
That could be bad.
Yeah.
I would hope that they have that off at that moment. But, I mean, think about the cops now. They have to have the body cam.
Yeah.
And now employees maybe too because of crime and behavior.
That might be a good idea, I guess.
Until it becomes bad and something happens on it, then it gets shut down.
Yep.
It'll be something to see if this is successful or not for Walmart going forward.
It'll be interesting.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dan, I think it's about that time.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready? Holly's been...
Here we go.
Holly's been dreading this.
I don't know why.
But you're
I'm not dreading. I just had no time to prepare.
Well, okay? You don't need to prepare.
This is the issue.
This is the preparation.
There's no preparation.
He's going to tell you.
You don't even know the song. You've never heard the song. This is preparation.
Okay.
So this is how I got into radio. I have sung the song every year on the air since I have been into radio.
You
in
have.
Radio.
Yes.
Oh, my
and
God.
At every station, I have sung the song. My mom used to call and say, when are you singing Reindeer Rock?
Reindeer Rock.
It's called Reindeer Rock.
Okay.
And what happened was, this was back in the very early 80s. I had just started college, and I was listening to Phillips and Wall. I was actually working at Sambo's restaurant. I was a morning cook.
Okay.
It's like a Denny's.
Oh.
But so I was working, and Phillips and Wall were doing a contest for Phillips and Wall singers, and they said, you know what? We've got the last singer, and we want something totally different. Well, as a kid, my mom had these albums. My mom used to work in radio a long, long time ago.
Really? That's cool.
At KWK, radio and TV. And so she had these albums, and I had this compilation album of weird Christmas songs. And this was on that. And I wore that record out. So I called them, and I said, I've got Reindeer Rock, and I've got a part for you guys. So they did the part. And then we went out singing. I became a Phillips and Wall singer, went out singing at hospitals and shopping malls.
Aww.
And people requested Reindeer Rock, that I did Reindeer. So I had to do a solo. And I had everybody else do the what you're going to do, the Baba-Doo-Ba-Doo-Bas and the Rockety-Rockin', Rock-Rockin'.
Okay.
Okay. So, and that's where we are. So I decided in college, I got to visit the radio station. I thought, this is what I want to do. So I majored in communications at Flow Valley, otherwise known as Harvard on the Highway. So
I have not heard that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. That was my debut in radio. KCFV 89.5 The Wave.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
This is my debut on radio. That's I don't know if you guys know that.
I know.
No background, all talent.
No. So when I get to a certain point, and I'll Harvard just kind of point to you. I'll just kind of point to you. Just follow my lead.
Yeah. And are we together or separate?
Oh, no. You're
we're together.
You're
okay.
together.
It's going to be awful, but it'll be good.
And okay. You will go, Baba-Doo-Ba-Doo-Ba. So let's try it.
Doo-ba.
Yeah,
okay.
Ready?
Baba-Doo-Ba-Doo-Ba.
Oh,
hey, that's
perfect.
Not, that's
perfect.
Not, what is that?
Okay,
that's
no, that was
right.
good.
Get to it.
Oh. Now, and then there's another one. I'll go, Rockety-Rockin', Rock-Rockin'.
Rockety-Rockin',
Rock-Rockin'. Okay, just kind of follow me. Okay, you ready?
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, so okay. I will start the song, and then we'll just do it a cappella. Ready?
Okay, good. A cappella.
Okay, yikes. Here we go. Ba-doo-ba-doo. Whoa, yeah. Here we go. Ready? Oh, yeah.
Real talk, real talk.
Here we go. Oh, look up there in the air. Do you see what I see? It's Santa Claus and his reindeer, but they ain't what they used to be. Hey, look at the reindeer rock.
Ba-ba-dee-ba-doo-da.
Look at the reindeer rock.
Ba-ba-dee-ba-doo-da.
Santa Claus is singing while the sleigh bells are ringing and the wind is really blowing and they're going, 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 coming to fill your sock. Doing the reindeer rock.
Rockety-rockin',
rock-rockin'.
Oh, a rock.
Rockety-rockin', rock-rockin'. Oh, dig that crew in the blue delivering Christmas loot. Old Santa's sporting a crew cut. With his beard and his bright red suit. Hey, look at the reindeer rock.
Rock-a-ba-poo-ba.
Oh, that's so screwy.
Look at the reindeer rock.
Ba-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba.
Santa Claus is singing while the sleigh bells are ringing and the wind is really blowing and the going, 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 coming to fill your sock. Doing the reindeer rock.
Rockety-rockin', rock-rockin'.
Okay, we're changing keys.
Oh, we're
rockety-rockin', rock-rockin'. Oh, look up there. I declare old Santa's really hip. Old Santa's right up to date now. He's got a trumpet instead of a whip. Hey, look at the reindeer rock.
Rockety-rock. Oh, my gosh.
Look at the reindeer rock. Ba-ba-dee-ba-doo-ba. Santa Claus is singing while his sleigh bells are ringing, and the wind is really blowing, and they're going, 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 coming to fill your sock. Do in the reindeer rock.
That's incredible.
There you go.
It really is.
I feel like if we had one run through,
mm-hmm.
just one.
Oh, you guys did great, though.
We really would have gotten it.
This was year two for me.
I think so.
I think this was better than last.
Oh, it was?
Really?
Yeah.
Because you were the only one.
No, I think because you were here.
No, I wasn't.
You
guys didn't do this
really
last year.
Started good.
This is my first time.
Yeah.
I think we started off strong.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I think with a little practice.
I'm just saying,
we might be able to take this
on the feed.
We might be taking this show on the road.
I also say that if Rock wants to be number one, he might have to sing with Dan.
He might sing, but it might be more coming out as a yell.
Oh. No, he'll probably fart. Man, it'll really stink.
I really didn't know that this was a song, and you are so fantastic. Can we just get a round of applause for Dan?
Oh, Dan is the best. He is the world's best producer.
I'm telling you what.
I would not do this show without Dan.
No, me neither.
Yep. I'm here as long as Dan's here. When Dan's gone, I'm out.
It's actually Jimmy Boyd is who does it. Here it is.
I love it.
It's great.
We'll be back.
I am joined with Penny Kent, owner of the 514 and the Tilted Skillet in Washington, Missouri. What do you want listeners to know about your restaurants?
Tracy, we feel the most important thing is for families and friends to come together at the table over made-from-scratch food. We strive to create a friendly, relaxed environment where guests feel comfortable and leave wanting to return.
Please support Tom and Penny Kent, Christian patriots and the owners of the 514 and the Tilted Skillet in Washington, Missouri.
I'm Brian Dawson with Brian Dawson Roofing. I want to do your roof, but also you could have siding, gutters, windows, garage doors. We do all that too. I'm not in competition with the local roofing companies, but the ones that really bug me is the out-of-towners, the fly-by-night. Your warranty lasts as long as you can see those taillights. Call me at 636-465-9465 or look me up at BrianDawsonRoofing.com. Make sure you say the whole thing, Brian Dawson Roofing, or you might not get the right company.
Merry Christmas.
Hi, I'm Billy Bush.
And I'm Christy Bush.
We want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and invite you all out to Bush Family Farms in Defiance, Missouri to try some of our fabulous beers. We'd also like to drink a toast to 93.3 Real Talk Radio for another wonderful year and look forward to being with you next year. Cheers, everyone.
Hey, everybody, it's Rob Carter. Just wanted to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from my family to yours. Stay safe and enjoy the season.
Every life is a precious gift.
We are talking about protecting children.
I may not have a voice, but I'm more than a choice. I'm as real as the heartbeat you hear.
I have not been able to sleep at all with this abortion killing a baby to full term. There is no conscience left anymore.
At the Real Talk Radio Network, we believe in standing up for the voiceless, those who cannot speak for themselves.
God bless.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, it is Drew from the Morning Crew. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Again, it's the greatest story ever told. 12 words that can change your life. A Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. God is with you, full of grace and truth, and that is the ultimate Christmas present this Christmas season. So please slow down and enjoy the magic. From Becky, Addie, and myself, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. We'll see you on the Morning Crew.
Need a new furnace or AC? Call Bill Burns, owner of Absolutely Affordable Heating and Cooling. And here's a special for Real Talk Radio listeners. Get a brand new Duquesne 70,000 BTU furnace installed for only $21.95. Don't wait until all the new regulations kick in, because the price will likely go up considerably. Call 314-913-4343, or you can even text pictures of your existing furnace and AC to Bill, and he'll get right back to you with a quote, Absolutely Affordable Heating and Cooling.
FM, AM, online, on your phone, on your toaster. Okay, scratch that one. The Real Talk Radio Network.
Santa Claus got a dirty job.
Dirty job.
Santa Claus.
and it does it all night long.
Well, every year old Santa Claus loads up in his sleigh, and them reindeer running in front of him kick mud up in his face. And those chimneys he goes climbing down ain't exactly all that fun. But if he don't do it, nobody will, so Santa's gonna get the job done.
Come on back in. It's your morning crew. Christmas is here. Merry Christmas to you and yours this magical season. Dan, Drew, Holly here in the room. And on the line, we have Christy Hutcherson, of course. We love when Christy's on. She's with Women Fighting for America. You can see all of her work online at WFFA.win. This time of year, we look up to the skies. We look for Santa's reindeer, but actually, they're just drones everywhere. And that's what Christy wants to talk about today. What is going on in the sky, Christy Hutcherson?
Oh, you mean all of those beautiful drones,
yeah,
that we're seeing all over
they're
the United
bright.
States and on the eastern seaboard?
It's not Rudolph's nose.
You know, it's interesting. Well, first of all, good morning, everybody, and Merry Christmas.
Good morning, yes. Friend.
You know, I'm going to get to the drones, but I think I need to really quick say Santa's bringing possibly a big sack of presents to our ineffective, feckless congressional leaders at the tune of $69,000 in a pay raise. Wow.
Oh.
I wish Santa could bring me a $69,000 pay raise.
Me too.
But the drones, we'll get onto that subject in just a minute. You know, on a serious note with the drones, I wrote an article, and I really highly recommend your listeners, if you can't find me on Facebook, go to my LinkedIn. I'm not under Women Fighting for America because I do have a regular job that actually pays my bills and funds Women Fighting for America. That's how I make my living. And so with the drones and all of the secrecy surrounding the drones, we can speculate, right? And from somebody who's been in the DOD and the security realm for a very long time, here's some speculation. When you have consistent patterns of something, and when I mean, I'm not talking about the patterns of the drone, I'm talking about the patterns of our intelligence agencies, diverting, deflecting, having closed door meetings, and then coming out with not very clear information to the American people, there is something going on. They just don't want to say, just like the Chinese. Everyone remember the Chinese spy balloons? They said, oh, nothing to see here, nothing to worry about. Well, when the government says there's nothing to see here, nothing to worry about, I kind of perk up a little bit and I start having something to be concerned about. There's a lot of different scenarios that can happen with these drones. More than likely, some of these, of course, will be idiots putting up their private drones and doing stupid stuff. But when you see this type of activity, more than likely there is something nefarious going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be from adversarial nations, especially if you look at the locations and the patterns where these drones are flying. They're near sensitive infrastructure, near bases, especially New Jersey. That area is kind of concerning because that is a proving ground. That is one of the test locations where we do develop a lot of security and national security weaponry systems and counter surveillance, etc. And with the secrecy and putting out that there's nothing to see here, there probably is something to see here. Now, John Ferguson, his TikTok post went viral. I personally know John Ferguson, who is the CEO of Saxon Aerospace Unmanned Systems. You know, there is a little bit of weight to that, but I don't put a lot of weight into that information. We do have the drones. They could be sniffing out. We do have 28 pounds of ammonium nitrate that still has not been found. We have open borders where we have known terrorist activity. We have terrorist cells who've come over the border. My organization and my team have personally, 3 years ago, uncovered a highly sophisticated tunnel system along the border that could be used to smuggle in God only knows what and also smuggle out. So is there a concern that there is something being plotted leading up to both Christmas, New Year's, and the inauguration of DJT? Very plausible. Mm-hmm. And we all need to be diligent. We need to be on guard, and we need to be looking around our surroundings. the American people are the best defense for our country. And what I mean by that is, if you see something that doesn't feel right, if you hear something that just doesn't sound right while you're sitting at a coffee shop or on a bus, mm-hmm. and it just strikes you in your core that it's not right, you need to report that. As insignificant as you might think it is, it might be significant. So we need all of you while you're shopping and at the movie theaters, because make no mistake, what they're going to hit is soft targets. They're going to hit soft targets because they want to literally put fear, right, into our, and disruption to our daily lives. And nothing's off the table. I've been talking about an imminent terrorist attack on our soil for a very long time, and this is the perfect scenario where it could happen. And the drones, I believe, are some of our drones, and they are countermeasures to whatever it is that we're looking at or seeking out to find. The mothership, an Iranian ship off the coast, because that has been brought up as well. Is it possible? It is possible to have different types of ships off of our shores in international waters, and there's not much we can do about it. However, make no mistake, whether it's a submarine or a ship, whether it's flagged or not, our intelligence will know about those ships. With the lack of leadership and security by this administration for the last 4 years, we have a massive footprint, and I've been talking about this, in Cuba, Central South America, Mexico, Canada, the Caribbean Isles, Bahamas. We have enemies who have infiltrated those particular areas with spy bases and other things on soil 60 miles off the coast of the United States. So can they launch this type of information attack or gathering? Yes, they absolutely can. So, again, we need to be diligent as American people. I want you to be safe this holiday season leading up to the inauguration. Please see something, say something, have your eyes appealed. Have a good time during Christmas, but we need you to be diligent.
Hey, Christy, can I ask a question really quick? So someone in the app said, sure, see something, say something, get arrested. I think that it's a real thing that folks are afraid to step up and say anything. I mean, look what we just went through with Penny, right? And what we saw with him, mm-hmm. and his life is forever changed. So I think that people are afraid to do that. What would you say to instill some just gumption or, you know, balls, kind of, really?
Well, listen, Penny was a different situation. He stepped in and there was physical contact where somebody actually died. What I'm asking you to do is not have physical contact with somebody. What I'm asking you to do is have your eyes and ears appealed and open. If you hear or see something, you do need to report it.
That's
with
a good point.
Without fear of somebody arresting you. You can't be arrested for reporting something that you're seeing. And you know what? I always say this. Have a professional witness with you. So if you see something that doesn't feel right, or you hear something that doesn't feel right, convey that to your family member, your neighbor, whoever. And if you're that concerned about being arrested, which I'm sorry, I don't think you're going to be for this type of situation, but have a professional witness alongside of you, and so that way you're kind of protected. I always say, in the security realm, we're there to be professional witnesses, also deterrents, right? And so when we go in front of a judge or in front of a law enforcement officer, we can give our story through our eyes as a professional witness, because we have other individuals with us that report on these things. Does that make sense? So please, mm-hmm. I'm going to tell America, don't be afraid to step up, speak up. We have to do those things right now, especially because lives are on the line. So if a terrorist attack is imminent or something's going to happen, you don't want to sit back and say nothing and then people are killed or lives are destroyed because you didn't say anything because of fear. Mm-hmm. Please stop living in fear. Just step out and do your duty.
Yeah, strength in numbers for sure on a matter like this. I mean, heck, they had to close down an Air Force base, mm-hmm. Was I think Ohio over the weekend because of all these fears. So I think it's just a lack of transparency that I think it almost has people more scared than the fact that there's actually drones in the sky. Could it be like your article says, Christy? Our military maybe. I mean, who knows? But the fact is, they're not telling us what it could be, and I think that's the bigger problem here.
Yeah, absolutely. No transparency.
You know, and that's a problem with, there are certain things in the security realm that they cannot disclose for national security implications, mm-hmm. but we have a pattern, and I look at patterns. So this administration has a complete pattern of not being truthful, even when it's right in front of our face and our eyes. Like, for example, the Chinese balloon situations. We had several Chinese spies flying highly sophisticated balloons, gathering intel and information. And they lied about that. So we don't have an administration that's trustworthy. I think the American people are smart enough to be able to take in certain information. If there is a credible threat, whether it's a bomb risk, nuclear device, ammonium, whatever that looks like, I think we're smart enough to be able to take that information and actually help protect our homeland.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's certain information that can't be put out there. I understand that more than anything when you have, you know, when you're talking about national security. I'm not asking them to disclose everything, but they need to disclose enough information that can keep our homeland safe, that can keep the American people at rest without all of these crazy scenarios being thrown out there. And again, in the intelligence world, we look at all of the information, all of the data, and we come up with plausible reasons why things are happening. And or we deduct what it couldn't be to come up with what it is. And so anyway, we need transparency to the American people of what's really going on. I can tell you right now, those who came out of the intelligence briefing have more answers, more questions than they do answers. And the American people deserve to know exactly what's going on. And if this holiday season, and if leading up to the inauguration, there is credible threats for any type of attack on our soil or intelligence gathering, quite frankly.
Mm.
It's something to watch. So 32 true. Days away. We're so close to this inauguration, but we're still so, so far away. And this whole Biden regime, I mean, they were billed as the most transparent administration in history. They haven't been transparent about anything.
Not a day.
That's what they said.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. So this article is on Christy Hutcherson's LinkedIn. It's also on the Women Fighting for America Facebook page. I will copy and paste that and put it in our app during the break. But Christy, we just appreciate you calling in as always. Any final message, a Christmas message to our listeners?
Yes. Everybody, I want you to call your congressman right now today. Don't wait. Don't put it off. I want you to call, text, and email your congressman right now and put pressure on Johnson to not pass this bill. I really want to stress something. Our government, even if, you know, this tactic, scare tech about shutting down, I want you to think about COVID. And during COVID, the Democrats and the Republicans shut down the government and they shut down businesses across this country, and only mm-hmm. essential workers were allowed to remain. Everything worked fine, didn't it? This is a scare tactic. Exactly that will happen. If they shut down the government, essential workers will remain. Our military will still protect our shores, and every individual who is working from home because the government is shut down will get their back pay. It will be given.
Mm-hmm.
Do not fall into this fake scare tactic. It won't work. We know the game, we need DOGE, and we need the American people to tell Johnson, do not make a deal. Shut the government down if that's what it takes.
I will text Ann Wagner right now.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, my friend. Stay safe, and we appreciate you so, so much.
Merry Christmas, Christy!
Good grief. WFFA.WIN. Christy Hutcherson, ladies and gentlemen. Merry Christmas.
When you long for the sunshine of a friendly gaze.
Sister Chicks Flowers in Union, Missouri is your local florist and gift shop. Sister Chicks offers a wide variety of floral designs for every occasion, from weddings and parties to holidays and losses. Sister Chicks is locally owned and we're celebrating 10 years in the community. We support the Second Amendment, our law enforcement, and we strive to carry many products made in America. Sister Chicks Flowers, 636-388-2262 or sisterchicksflowers.com.
Service Central Glass and Door is proud to be a female-owned small business serving clients in St. Louis and surrounding areas. They are a member of the Glaziers Local 513 with more than 40 years of combined experience in the glass industry. Customer service and satisfaction is their number one priority. Service Central Glass and Door is ready to help with all your glass and glazing needs, commercial, residential, and custom glass fabrication. Call 636-332-8899 or online at servicecentralglassanddoor.com.
If you're passionate about conservative values and want to make your voice heard, now's your chance. The Real Talk Radio Network has weekend availabilities for your very own show. Whether it's an extension to promote your business or to share your thoughts, engage with our loyal listeners via our several FM frequencies covering the St. Louis region and the Real Talk Radio app. Get ready to inspire, educate, and entertain. To make your dream of having your very own radio show a reality, contact Tracy Ellis today at 636-299-3702.
Hi, doctor. I'm hearing voices.
Oh, well, tell me more.
Well, you know, voices like Peggy Hubbard.
Okay.
Dan and Drew. Rob Carter.
Oh?
Oh, and Ryan Height. Doctor, what are you writing?
Oh, just making some notes. No big deal.
Hey, give me that back.
Wait, that's just a picture of a cat. You're just doodling.
Make sure if you're hearing voices, you're hearing the Real Talk Radio Network. The voice of freedom.
Ladies and gentlemen,
are you ready for this?
It's the Real Talk Radio Network app, and it is free.
You really got your money's worth with this.
Learn it. Know it. Embrace it.
Do you think you can handle it?
Interact with our host and audience.
I'm interactive on the app quite a bit.
Get the Real Talk Radio Network anywhere you are, even beyond our radio signals. Go to your favorite app store to get it free. Just look for the Eagle logo.
You asked for this. You asked for it.
The Real Talk Radio Network app.
Bring it on, baby.
Real talk.
Real listeners.
I am a truck driver.
Yes, sir.
I listen to you guys when I delivered a load of salt into St. Louis last couple of years ago, and I've been hooked on you guys ever since. I tell everybody wherever I deliver and pick up, this is a radio station you need to listen to. It's a patriotic station. It's Christ-related. Everybody on the station preaches that the Lord is the way to go. Keep up the good work. I keep listening.
The Real Talk Radio Network. News, opinion, passion.
I'm so thankful for this radio station.
This is the Real Talk Radio Network.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas. Right? Merry Christmas.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring.
So many good. Good songs this Christmas season, and these parody songs.
I know
Ryan's been doing the Creed song that's been I think Rudolph, I think is what it's called.
Really?
But it's just a spinoff, and it's fantastic.
Oh wow!
That Creed did?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I haven't heard
not
it.
Not really. It sounds like Creed though.
Oh okay.
Yeah, it's one of those parody ones, but it's really really good. Speaking of really really good, when it's cold, not really cold in St. Louis, but. You want Norlander socks to keep your feet warm, but you can also have Norlander socks in the summertime to keep your feet cool.
Mm-hmm.
They are the official sock company of the crew. And it's not just socks. They have gloves and hats and scarves and headbands and keychains, magnets and gift boxes too. And they also have thigh highs. You might want to get those before they're gone. Limited run of thigh highs this season, but get them, ladies, while you can. A lot of good deals out there for you. Go to their website, norlandersocks.com. All these deals are good through tomorrow.
Hey, you know what?
What?
Guys could get thigh highs, couldn't they? I mean,
not me.
Well,
you can wear them.
It's like wearing long underwear or something. You wear them under your pants.
So I'll wear the thigh highs under the jeans.
Yes, under the jeans, not over.
Okay.
No, under.
I'm still going to say no.
Yeah, I'm going no.
But all the ladies out there, like Sandy. Sandy has the thigh highs.
Yeah, she does.
And
yeah.
They're great for
her. Does she love those?
Oh, yeah.
I might want to get those,
she
too.
Does.
Get them online right now, norlandersocks.com. But 20% off right now on their alpaca purses. That is good through tomorrow. Use promo code MARSHMALLOWS. You get 15% off gloves and mittens now through tomorrow. Use promo code HOTCOCO. 10% off scarves. Use promo code Jolly, 10% off boot inserts. Use promo code Snowman. All those promo codes are online at NorlanderSocks.com. They're all capitalized. If something you want online is not in these categories, just use our Real Talk 2024 promo code, and that'll get you 10% off as well. But you got to get online today or by the end of the day tomorrow to guarantee your shipping for Christmas, which, again, is just 6 days away. So get online now, NorlanderSocks.com. You can also give them a call. Talk to Stephanie over there, 636-685-0031. Or you can stop by their store in St. Peter's as well. All the info online, NorlanderSocks.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I guess we can call this a win. Disney has axed a transgender storyline from Pixar's Win or Lose animated series. And this is a claim that they are respecting parents' wishes.
Oh,
I'm okay with this. You know, we talked about the Netflix animated one that mocked Jesus' birth and mocked the whole nativity scene.
Right.
That should be canceled for sure.
Oh, that makes me sick.
Right. We talked about that earlier in the show. If you missed it, podcast online, realtalk933.com. But I think people are tired of the woke craziness.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Look what happened to Bud Light and the whole Dylan Mulvaney thing. I just read an article over the weekend saying Michelob Ultra is now number one, king of beers.
I would think so.
After the fall of Bud Light.
Bud Light was huge.
Look at the fall of Disney over the last several years. And now Disney's saying, okay, hold on. Parents are saying enough's enough. And they got rid of this transgender storyline from Win or Lose. And I think that's important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this series focuses on the Pickles. It's a co-ed middle school softball team as they prepare for their championship game over the course of a week. And they look at each character and parent and player and coach and umpire, so on and so forth. But they throw out, according to the Hollywood Reporter, a character in question when it comes to transgender identity. But again, this has been removed because it doesn't need to be in a kid program.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that the mascot, the Pickles? Or is this,
I would assume
the show
that's
is the Pickles?
No, that's the series focuses on the series is called Win or Lose.
Now, is this a dill pickle or sweet pickle?
Oh, boy. The questions that you have that aren't going to get answered here, I would call Disney, Dan. It's Win or Lose. And the teams, the Pickles.
Okay. Pickles.
But yeah, I'm glad parents are saying no more.
I am too.
And Disney's actually honoring that, which I think is even more.
Or are they honoring it, or do they just say they are? I don't know. I don't trust Disney.
Well, it's not in the series now.
They took it out completely.
Yeah, they took it out. It's been removed.
Which is nice, because they don't generally listen to people that push back on some of this stuff.
No, they don't.
They don't listen at all. They just throw it out there.
I mean, the spokesman says this: when it comes to animated content for a younger audience, we recognize that many parents would prefer to discuss certain subjects with their children on their own terms and timeline, so we removed it. It took several months for them to remove it, but it's at least gone now.
Yeah.
And rightfully so, because if you are facing that issue in your home, then talk to your mom, dad, talk to a counselor, whatever, but it doesn't need to be pushed for everybody to see and experience and then think about.
Mm-mm.
So I'm actually kind of glad Disney did this to a degree. I'm not going to watch it by any means. But
they're coming around a little bit.
I don't know. I don't
not
know about
much,
that.
But coming around a little bit.
But I'll take a small one when we can get one.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, we have about a minute left here. Don't forget Rob Carter coming up top of the hour, 9 to 11. That number one guy, he thinks. Anyway, and he's 9 to 11. Charlie Kirk, 11 to 2. Peggy Hubbard on the reel, 2 to 4. Ryan Heights been in the app all morning long. You can listen to him 4 to 6 this afternoon. The Recording, stay tuned for that.
Ryan loves us.
Ryan's a good guy.
Yeah.
Like him.
Super smart.
Yes, he is.
He is very smart.
He gets it. I mean, his
scary
call yesterday was about the grassroots. I mean, maybe not in our favor anymore.
He's right.
I think so, too. And people, again, don't like truth, but
oh boy,
reality hurts.
I'll tell you that to Sandy. I go, you know what? You're right. You go, what?
Say it again.
One more
time.
All right, Dan, give us your joke.
All right. It's kind of an audio. It's like an audio clue and then, okay.
Okay.
All right, what is this? An Amish drive-by shooting.
Wouldn't it be a ride-by shooting?
Oh, yeah, I guess ride-by.
Oh, man.
Okay, yeah. The scripture of the day today comes from Luke chapter 19.
Yes.
And this is a part of where Jesus was weeping for Jerusalem. And verse 42 says, "How I wish today that you of all people would understand the way to peace. But now it is too late, and peace is hidden from your eyes."
I've enjoyed this Luke challenge.
I have too.
There's some good stuff in there. I would go read your Bibles, people.
We could use much more Bible reading.
Absolutely. Hey, we're done. We're back tomorrow. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Rob is next.
Fifth Street Billiards Bar and Grill in DuPont, Illinois is a great spot to hang out with family and friends. Grab some great food from their large menu and then take advantage of 12 pool tables available at no charge.
That's right, free pool.
Fifth Street Bar and Grill also features a full bar with video gaming area and recreational but competitive co-ed pool league. Call 618-601-1321 to book your next party or event at Fifth Street Billiards Bar and Grill. 200 North Fifth Street in DuPont, Illinois. It's in a safe residential area, only a 10-minute drive from both the Poplar Street or JB Bridge, with ample off-street parking. Open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 1 a.m.
Hey, it's Steven from the Photo Pros. I'm the former owner of Creevcore Camera. We've been advertising on this station for just a little while, and we want you to know that the amount of customers wanting us to personally handle their scans, restorations, videotape transfers, movies, and more has been incredible. We absolutely love taking care of your most valuable history, all your photographs, and more. Again, we preserve film, movies, slides, and photos by the thousands. Just Google Creevcore Camera or the Photo Pros to find us.